If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What service is it that you are a captain in? What makes you the captain, Robbie Knievel?
I'm in love. I'm in love with my mattress.
Habitual now that it almost seems like just habit.
I tell you what, man, ain't no dang old lady about her, man. They're getting all liquored up, man. I'm coming on strong up, paw me like a dang old animal, man. I'll tell them no means no.
You're an idiot.
Are you with me? Yay or nay?
Which one means yes?
Yay.
Yay! Oh, and if you guys aren't too busy, could you please just go to hell?
Today we're interviewing WOHN announcer Gene Baxter, who in a surprise press conference Friday afternoon announced his plans to leave the radio station.
And now.
Well, what did the management have to say when you told them you wanted to leave?
Stay for just a while.
Anything else?
Our feature presentation.
Management said, don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's what management said. Good morning, party people. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. You're listening on the world famous K-Rock 5:35 in the a.m. here on Thursday, the 30th of Aprilingus.
Yum, 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 yum.
Thank you, live.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. This is a live Aprilingus right there. It used to be the Kevin and Bean Show. Now it's just pretty much the Ralph and Mike and Lisa Show.
Yeah,
one by one, the co-hosts of the show are deciding not to show up for work. Apparently,
it's
too many cars on roads. I'm off freeway. Kevin is stuck on the freeway. Do we have him on the phone?
I believe so.
Call him on the red line.
Dean and Tarzana. Hello?
The World Health Organization has closed the 405 and the 101. A truck has spilled swine flu all over Southern California. We are going to die.
They're trucking swine flu into Southern California now?
They were trucking it right through the state. It was supposed to come through the state, but it has now spread.
Wow.
He's an investigative reporter because I'd heard it was like a butane tanker,
yeah,
but clearly Kevin has the real story.
You.
Right. I hear you, man.
I hear it was a butane lighter.
Just one.
What's going on with you?
Dude, I don't know. The 101, the 405, the 101 east and west, 405 north and south at that junction are all closed because of this goddamn trucker.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it hard for you to get to work then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least it's not a busy intersection.
Well, we have a show to do today, though.
We do, yeah.
We do. Okay. All right.
Well, we do. I don't know what you're doing.
You guys enjoy that.
Tony Hawk's coming in.
I hear Tony Hawk is coming in.
Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's not coming in?
Not coming in.
It just canceled.
Yes.
The show is getting better and better every minute.
We are going to discuss the word Hawk.
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. Okay, well. That'll be a good replacement.
Yeah.
Instead of talking to Tony Hawk, we'll talk about the word hawk. Also, LaCreche will be on the show talking about the cougar. And we'll talk about the swine flu hotline. You can find out whether you have the swine flu or not just by calling a phone number, which I think is pretty
cool.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
You don't need to call a phone number. You have it. You have swine flu. That's it.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
That truck full of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to do What It Do, Nephew, if you don't mind.
You have fun with that, and I'll be there soon.
Turn on the radio, listen in your car, and
listen to the big boy.
All right, I don't blame you. We'll see you when you get here, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. As I mentioned, we will take your phone calls for What It Do, Nephew. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You call in, you fascinate us with something on the phone call, and then we give you a delicious grand prize. And I don't know what the prize is.
Today it's a pair of tickets to Cinco de Mayo, which is Lucha Vavoom, Mexican wrestling on Cinco de Mayo at the Mayan Theater. Very cool event.
I've never done the Lucha Vavoom. Mm-mm. I've never seen the Mexican wrestling, but I know Kevin has gone. I think you've gone too, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's super over-exaggerated and a lot of fun, and I think you'll enjoy it, especially on Cinco de Mayo.
Well, then you'll get tickets for that for What I Do, Nephew, as you call in. We'll take your calls in just a few moments. I have a confession to make.
What?
I'm glad Kevin's not here to hear this, but I broke down and I watched the results show for American Idol.
That's not really like watching the show. You're just tuning in to see who.
Did you watch the whole results show?
I didn't. No, I fast forwarded through a great deal of it. I missed Natalie Cole. See,
darn.
Here's the thing. Even as I was watching, because I wanted to see the dramatic part to see who would get voted off, because I had invested that much into it. And I know I said I wouldn't watch the show anymore, and I didn't watch the performance show. But I was sort of interested to see which one of those will go. So I did fast forward through the show the best of my ability. But even fast forwarding through it, Natalie Cole, Taylor Hicks, and Jamie Foxx doing his lame-ass single, That's not good television.
No,
that's
it's not
good for anybody.
I actually delete the results show and let you tell me, and then forward through the regular show just to catch the performances.
Yeah, I'm losing heart with this whole thing. But anyway, Matt Gerard, the Justin Timberlake wannabe, wears the hats all the time.
He did great on Tuesday night, though.
So
wow,
I just felt I had to come clean because I knew I said I wouldn't watch the show anymore.
So Jamie Foxx was on two nights in a row.
Yeah,
do they often do that with the?
Yeah, usually that's why the mentor does the mentoring with the contestants. He'll come on and teach them how to sing in order to get some sort of exposure for whatever project he's got going on the other night. He gets to come on and perform.
I'm being told we have an urgent phone call.
Urgent phone call.
Yeah, let's go to line 10. Who's this?
You are dead to me.
Damn. I thought you were listening to Big Boy.
What happened?
You yelled and yelled, oh, I'm never going to watch this show again.
I just watched the final part where they gave the results.
You lie. You are a liar.
I wanted to see the dramatic part.
F you. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
It's like talking to my dad. That's how we usually end our conversations. F you, bye. Do we have some phone calls to take for What to Do, nephew?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What to do, nephew?
As Mike mentioned, you get a pair of tickets for Lucha Vavoom at Cinco de Mayo downtown. Great place to see a great event. So every one of our callers will get that. Let's go start with Mario in Los Angeles. What it do, nephew?
What it do, Ralph?
What's up, Mario?
Hey, those pictures of Spencer, I almost said Spidey, had Spencer and Heidi walking on the beach yesterday wearing those surgical masks.
Oh, man.
Wow, that is romance.
What a couple idiots. They're in Cabo, apparently, for their honeymoon.
Yeah.
Walking along the beach with their full-on bikini and board shorts with surgical masks on.
That's awesome.
They have the most terminal case of the look-at-me's I've ever seen anyone have.
Yeah.
This is over the top, though. If you look, Ralph and I are looking at the pictures right now. It looks like something from like a Christopher Guest movie. I mean, it's so over the top.
Yeah, it's Saturday Night Live sketch material. God damn, I hate them. All right, thanks, Mario. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, Ralph.
Yeah, so ridiculous. God, they're annoying. I'm gonna talk to Mike in Hollywood.
Let's do it,
Mike.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Baby boo.
Good morning.
Hey, so I just drove past the 101 and the 405 coming from Woodland Hills into Hollywood, and there's no traffic. I don't know what Kevin is talking about.
Really?
I'm already in Hollywood. I left my house at 5:30. I'm in Hollywood now. And there was one sign that said, prepare to stop, but realistically, there was nothing. I didn't even see any brake lights.
Kevin's a lying bastard.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I think they actually reopened.
Well, they definitely did. I don't know why Mike's flying through.
Why is Kevin stuck?
Mike didn't try to get on the South 405. He went straight across to the Hollywood
Freeway. And Mike probably also didn't leave for work at 5:31, like Kevin did.
I don't know. I like Mike. I don't like Kevin. That's all I'm saying. All right, Mike. Thanks for the info. Let's talk to Michael from La Mirada, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, what did you guys?
What did you do, Michael?
Hey, I was cooking for a party for this family in Malibu.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, sure enough, Dustin Hoffman walked in with his family.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he came in and he introduced himself. He's like, "Hey, I'm Dustin Hoffman," and I'm like, "Yeah, you're the effing Rain Man," and he decided to, and he was, I guess he was going to some restaurant, but he was a super cool dude, and yeah, he liked my food and everything, so I was pretty excited about that.
Were the hosts of the party pleased that you were yelling, "You're the effing Rain Man" to one of their guests?
No.
No, probably not so much. Are you like a professional chef? Is that what you do, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, see, I already said too earlier that I wanted to cook for you guys at one point or another, like make breakfast, but I was turned down.
We don't really have kitchen facilities, though, right?
But couldn't he prep it like the night before or something and just come in and heat it up or something?
I guess so.
Yeah. Who are we to turn down decent food in the morning? Usually it's a fast food run for us.
You're right. Yeah. All right. And I don't know who said no, but we say yes, and we're the ones who are here.
If you come in and cook for us, Michael, I'll do my Dustin Hoffman impression for you so you'll feel right at home.
I'm all about that. Well, then just set me up with a date, and I'll go there.
Yeah.
All right, we're putting you on hold.
Definitely had me an omelet. Yeah. Love omelets. Yeah. All right, thanks, Michael. Let's talk to Rusty.
Ooh, Rusty.
Oh, Rusty's a man's name. You don't meet a lot of Rusties anymore.
No, you don't.
It's a good old name. Rusty's like the name of a character Elvis would play in a movie.
Rusty Strong.
Yeah, I'm Rusty, man.
Good morning.
What to do, nephew?
You know what? I don't believe in cutting in certain people in this world slack, but I just got taken off the 405 South. Police cars, people backing backwards on the off-ramps, trying to get off the freaking freeway. So cut the guy a little slack.
But it's Kevin.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, like I said, I don't believe in everybody, but no, it's true. The 405 South, the 101, it is hell. It is hell.
Okay, tell me exactly where you're going, because I'm trying to figure out exactly what's closed, and it says that they're clearing the North 405 at the 101, that they're reopening that, but the East 101 to the North 405 is still shut down.
I was taken off the 405 South onto the Burbank off-ramp.
Oh.
And they had police cars blocking the complete freeway. It was shut down. They were taking everyone. They were not letting anyone go farther south than the Victory Burbank entrance and exit area.
Okay.
Where is the accident, Lisa?
It's right at the 101.
Oh, okay.
Right at the 405-101.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's bad. All right, then.
Is this going to be like this all morning?
No.
No?
No, they are in the process of reopening lanes.
All right. Sorry to hear about your troubles, Rusty. Is he gone?
Give Cav hell.
All right, we will. Absolutely. And let's squeeze in one more call. How about Leela in Upland? Leela?
Hi.
Good morning.
What do you?
What do you do, niece?
Okay, so I know how you guys feel about this whole swine flu, and you think it's just a big media thing.
It's lies.
But I actually have a little bit of anxiety over it, so... Yesterday at work, there's a girl coughing and totally doing the symptoms, and our company sends out emails saying that if anyone feels the symptoms, you need to go home. So I told her, you know, you should go home, and she was like, no, you're stupid, and blah, 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 and you're just being irrational.
Yes.
And so I was like, I'm telling on you, and so...
Oh, no.
I did. I was like, I'm not going to die of the swine flu. So I went and told on her, and... They took her to the side and asked her a bunch of questions, and they sent her home, and she was so mad at me. I mean, we're friends. We sit next to each other every day. We go out together, and she seriously was, like, stormed out of the building, almost ready to burst into tears, and I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to die because you don't want to go home. And she's getting paid. She didn't have to call in sick or use her sick time. I don't know why she wasn't thanking me because...
Yeah, I would love that. I wish someone would send me home for swine flu.
Because she's now marked as Typhoid Mary.
Just patient zero
yeah.
in Upland.
Forever now she's that girl.
But Leela, what are the symptoms of swine flu? What do they tell you in this email? Because as far as I can tell, it's the same thing as regular flu, right?
I agree. It's so broad. People are getting pulled off, taken off planes because they're drunk.
If you cough or you have a fever or you feel achy.
Yeah, it's exactly. I mean, it could be sore throat. And that's what she was saying. She's like, I have a sore throat. She just came back from the airport. She just came back from, I mean, granted, it's Australia, but she was at LAX on Monday. And I'm like, dude, you could have been exposed to anybody. All somebody had to do was, like, their Mexican cousin pick them up. And who knows, like, if they touched the bathroom stall that you were in and then you touched your nose. And you could easily contract something like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything big to, you know, pass germs along. So
Or if she's coming from Australia, Leela, she might have the koala flu, which is even worse.
She did take a picture with a koala.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you know, not only you get sore throat, you start eating eucalyptus leaves. Yeah, it's horrible.
KF is nasty.
Well, way to rat out your friend. Nice work there, Leela. Good work.
Thank you.
But she will live to see another day.
You're quite the Nazi sympathizer. We appreciate that. All right, hold on. We'll give you details about your prize. That's it for What to Do Nephew this morning.
Okay.
In just a few moments, Lisa, will you have more traffic? You tell people
yes, I will.
How to get around this nightmare and what's going on, and I will come back with the first showbiz beat of the morning. And we return here on the world famous
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Oh, look who it is. Hi. Hey, good to see you. How you doing?
Lisa, nice tell Ralph that up. I'm no longer speaking to him, as he is a liar.
Listen.
He's a lying liar who lies.
Kevin is no longer speaking to him.
Thank you.
Ralph.
Is it watching an entire basketball game if you just tune in at the end to see what the final score was?
That depends. Are you yelling?
Is that watching basketball?
Are you yelling that it's dead to you and that they can suck it and all that stuff beforehand?
Well, they can still suck it.
Okay.
But I needed to know who was going to go.
No, you didn't. That's
I could have waited, I suppose, till this morning and found out in the news, but...
Yeah, you're
still, there's that moment. It's like that crossing the finish line moment. You still want to see that, you know?
You're dead to me.
Wow.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Kevin's not talking to you.
When a little girl tells me I'm dead to her, a little girl that I don't know, that really hurts.
It is 5:54, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Sean and Robin Wright Penn, they're dead to each other. All right, Seriously. Have a little more camera. A little more camera and a little less attitude from you. Blondie.
I don't have that problem here. That would be on your end.
Not getting
That's
nothing.
Operator error.
Not getting nothing over here.
He's right.
What do we got? Just entertain yourself at home, folks, while you're in
here,
your
I'll
cars.
Just...
Oh, that's good. Okay. Sean Penn, Robin Wright Penn, separating for the second time. They had filed for separation before, and now, and then got back together and tried to work things out. Well, apparently the second time's a charm. They filed for divorce yesterday in Marin County, California. So it looks like it's really over.
He does not seem like a fun spouse.
No, he seems very intense.
I get the feeling he's probably less so than he appears.
Apparently not.
I think his public persona is probably more grim than his real persona is.
I hope that's
because I've heard from everyone who works with him that he's a great guy in the set and fun to work with and all kinds of good things.
He just doesn't like the press.
That was me.
Oh, was it? Scared me.
It didn't match up with Ralph's finger, so he was like, what happened? I didn't push it right then.
Weird.
I can do it with my mind now. Cool. Did you know there was a Back to the Future convention this weekend?
No, missed that entirely.
I did.
Apparently Omar's buddy runs it or something.
He was telling us about it after the meeting last week or something. He's like, but Michael J. Fox wasn't there.
Right. It was a Back to the Future convention for fans of the Back to the Future movies, you know, the trilogy. And Christopher Lloyd showed up, Doc Brown. Marty, we've got to go back to the future. That guy. And Leah Thompson, who played his mom in that show, and apparently a couple other actors. But Michael J. Fox, not planning on attending. So that's got to be kind of a weak-ass Back to the Future convention, right?
Right. Without him, what's the...
Guess who made a surprise appearance at the convention?
He did.
Michael J. Fox showed up.
How about that?
Wasn't supposed to be there, heard about it, and said that he wanted to just... drop by at the last minute and pop in for a few minutes to say hi to Christopher Lloyd and Leah Thompson and say hi to the fans.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool of him. Apparently, though, he was mobbed. Once he showed up, things got a little crazy.
With those people. That's the group right there.
That's like throwing red meat to the wolves.
Right.
So he just didn't hang for too long, took a few pictures, and then got on his hoverboard. And took off. He does. I saw him. Nope. I've seen him on a hoverboard.
Yeah, it was a 1980s movie, right?
Yeah.
80s.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It makes me think of, I went to the Wolverine premiere this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh Jackman is one of those guys who showed up, got to the red carpet, turned around, and then crossed the street at Hollywood Boulevard and started walking up and down, signing autographs for people and taking photographs.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool. I've only seen that like twice. I've seen Angelina Jolie do it.
Yeah.
She did it at a movie premiere that we were involved in. I forget which one it was. I think it was Tomb Raider, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I've seen Tom Cruise do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's nice when people are nice to their fans.
Yeah.
Liev Schreiber, speaking of Wolverine, he plays Sabretooth in that movie. He and Naomi Watts had a few scary hours last Tuesday when their 21-month-old son, Sasha, was hospitalized for respiratory problems.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently, the little guy was released after a few hours, but as you can imagine, they were quite concerned. But turns out the baby's going to be all right, so all is well with Liev and Naomi. Not names you hear very often anymore.
That's true.
Liev and Naomi. Ed Westwick of Gossip Girl. Oh, I love Gossip Girl.
I love that show.
He's so good, Ed Westwick.
He's good looking.
He's all Westwicky. he has some new tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I Heart Romance and Heartbreak Hotel.
No and no.
Come on.
Read across his forearm and chest.
Come on.
As if that wasn't lame enough. Apparently, the artwork and phrases come from the wall of a bathroom.
What?
What, did he lose a bet?
He was in a nightclub bathroom and he saw the I Heart Romance and this Heartbreak Hotel written in this particular font. Took a photo of it and had it tattooed on his body because he was so enamored with it.
Oh, wow.
I Heart Romance.
Yes, man. You don't know. You have no heart. You don't know what's like the Heart Romance.
Oh, you just want to eat him up.
That's right. He's sensitive, man.
I guess.
You don't know. You know what it's like to love and lost and to love again. Celebrity Apprentice will be back next year. NBC has already announced it.
How are the ratings? Do you know?
Good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good this year, yeah.
Okay.
Depends on who you talk to. You talk to Donald Trump? They're the best
greatest
ever.
It'll be back in springtime, so we'll get another round of Celebrity Apprentice. And as I mentioned already, Matt Gerard, the Justin Timberlake wannabe, was voted off American Idol last night.
Hmm. You're dead to me.
Come on, Kevin. Can't we still be pals?
You're dead to me.
Prince
has suffered from epilepsy his whole life.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
He told PBS that as a child, his fits were so severe that his parents didn't even know how to take care of him.
I thought he was just a good dancer.
Prince said he dealt with his epilepsy through music and began learning how to play pretty much any instrument he could get his hands on as a child. He said his flashy and noisy early style in his career helped mask his illness. But then, Prince says, he was cured.
By?
An angel.
What?
Yes. Divine intervention, Kevin.
Fantastic.
He said he told his mother he wasn't going to be sick anymore because an angel told him so. An angel came to him and said, we're going to heal you, and
it happened.
It was so.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Wow. You don't ever grow out of epilepsy, do you?
I don't know. Not being a doctor.
No! No!
We got to talk to people who have run-ins with angels. I bet there's some people out there.
Oh, I'm
a lot of people.
Ton of them.
Yeah. Especially Mike back in his heyday.
Sure.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of angels, man. It's bananas.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Cloris Leachman.
Oh, yeah.
She's a joy. She's a charmer.
Yeah.
She's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
83 years old today. Willie Nelson, 76. Adrian Pasdar from Heroes is 40. You know Nathan Petrelli's dead, by the way. You know that? Did you see the finale?
No, I didn't.
Heroes finale? Dead.
Right. But
dead.
What does that mean?
But.
That means the same thing as it does in Lost.
Right.
No, he's really dead.
Yeah.
But Siler has become a shapeshifter.
Right.
So Matt Parkman goes inside Siler's brain.
Yeah.
Wipes his memory clean of being Siler. Makes him take the form of Nathan Petrelli, and now everyone thinks Nathan Petrelli is still Nathan Petrelli, but in secret, it's actually Siler.
You're dead to me.
How cool is that?
I didn't even follow that.
Even Siler thinks he's Nathan Petrelli. He's walking around fully believing he's Nathan Petrelli, but in reality, he's Siler, who's now a shapeshifter. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I've had it with shows that I really try hard to keep up with and can't.
Yeah, but that happens for you with, Sesame Street.
Yeah, I know. I love Lucy. So, what? She wants to be in this show? It's Cuban and she's not. I'm confused.
I watched half of Lost last night. I was like,
I haven't seen it yet. I T-voted.
They've never, their whole time change thing.
Yes.
Every 5 seconds they're at a different time.
Oh, really?
Still?
Every five seconds.
No, not at all?
No. Oh, it was ridiculous. I couldn't even keep up.
I believe Mike instead of you.
How
I don't know
dare
why.
You?
Akon. Akon is 36 years old today. Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory and Roseanne is 34. And Kirsten Dunst celebrates her 27th birthday today.
Is there such a thing as an anti-bell?
I don't think we have any.
We need to come up with a sound effect.
Well, when you take the bell back.
No, but that's taking a bell back. That's not an anti. We need
But if you just take a bell
back into the universe.
Without having no bell. Rung a bell,
yeah.
Does that take one out of the universe?
I think so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it does. Kirsten Dunst is 27 years old today. Yeah, that sounded good, Mike. Which, coincidentally, is the same number of directions her teeth go. 27. Isn't that interesting?
That's lucky.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We were in the office yesterday, and we were talking, or maybe it was the day before, we were talking about a story in the news, in the sports. The Atlanta Hawks are playing the Miami Heat in the playoffs. And there was this bizarre thing where they have a mascot that's an actual hawk that flies into the arena.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it wouldn't go to the trainer after the introduction of the game or whatever. And
I've been there. Tell me about it. I've lived that nightmare.
You have. I forgot.
And then it flew up and it was on the scoreboard for a little while. And then it flew down and landed on the backboard. And the players refused to play until they corralled... Until they got
They were afraid?
Hell with that, man.
I'm not playing. There's a hawk loose.
I'm playing a damn hawk.
So I read that story, and we all laughed, and then we moved on. We started talking about something else.
Well, we laughed because of how you pronounced it. And why we laughed.
No, I didn't laugh about that.
No, we laughed about Kevin.
If you don't mind, I'd like to finish telling the story.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
So we moved on, and we were just about to talk about something else. And then Ralph came back, and he said, what was the mascot? And I said, the hawk? And he said, hawk? And I said, yeah, a hawk. And he said, hawk.
Hawk.
And I said, hawk.
That's what you said.
That's
hawk.
What I hear.
Hawk. Not hawk.
Hawk.
Not hawk. Hawk.
It's a hawk.
It's not a hawk.
I'm not saying hawk.
You are, but I'm exaggerating a little, but not much.
It's a hawk. It's not a hawk. It's not a hawk. That's what I'm telling you.
Here's what I'm telling you.
No, it's not. It's a hawk.
You're from Philadelphia.
Yes.
You say human.
Yeah.
F you.
That negates everything.
It has
else.
Nothing to do with hawk.
It has pronunciation. People from Philadelphia are
it's a regionalism.
Retarded.
Well, first of
when
all,
it comes to pronunciation.
First of all, bitch, we were speaking English when you were still living on the reservation there in Arizona, okay? We started English in this country.
I was still okay.
That doesn't make it good.
I'm not sure that that's true.
So Arizona was not speaking English before Philadelphia was.
Philadelphia has
much.
Never spoken English.
Right. But so, I know we don't say hawk when it's a flying hawk.
So Alex, our producer, goes to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and you can type in the word, and then it will say it for you. It has a pronunciation guide. So she plays
hawk.
Okay, and I go, hawk.
That's it, hawk.
That's hawk. That's what I'm
That's
saying.
That's the word.
Well, first of all, she tampered with the pronunciation.
She didn't tamper with it at all!
Because I went to dictionary.com, a real dictionary website.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Merriam-Webster, which has been around
who
for
is she? Who's,
how
who's
many
Merriam
years
you're
and is used
of?
By Scrabble is not the official dictionary.
It's used by enough for Scrabble.
You? That Merriam's a bitch. No one likes her.
Dictionary.com.
Dictionary.com. Come I could have started.
Yeah.
So Ralph goes to that one, and he has this.
Hawk.
Hawk.
Well, Merriam sort of. Says hawk.
Merriam says hawk.
First of all.
F you.
Yeah.
It's the
You're
sound
from Philadelphia.
A-W,
make
the sound
it up.
A-W.
Can be aw or aw. Either way.
Is aw.
Either way.
Do you say, oh, look out for that bear. He's got sharp claws.
Yes.
Oh, look at the claw. You say claw. You say claw.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
yes.
say claw.
Yes.
Yes.
And
that
we're correct.
Is retarded.
No, it sounds retarded because you're from Philadelphia.
No, no one says claw.
Everyone
I
says
say
claw.
Exactly and I say saw.
Everyone.
You say saw?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to see saw 5.
Yes.
Saw S-A-H.
I'm going to saw a piece
S-A-H.
Of wood.
Yes.
I'm going to saw a piece of wood.
You know what we don't say?
So how do you say A-W? How do you say those two words together?
I say them with the
how
S
do you
front
say
and I say saw.
Listen.
Two different ways.
How do you even bother? You can't spell it differently.
You can't use that language.
A-W is aw.
Saw.
Or aw.
I can't say saw.
Yeah, no one says
no
saw.
No one's saying saw.
You said
I don't
aw.
Have a stroke. You
saw.
Whore. Listen to me.
I'm going
you
to
saw.
Aw.
Saw.
Saw.
Aw.
Saw.
A-W. Aw is right. The sound.
Let's go to Kristen.
Saw. I don't have a stroke.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, but you're from Philadelphia.
Stop trying to say I'm saying something I'm not.
But you are.
I'm not going, like, I had a tracheotomy.
We're not going hack.
Yeah,
either.
We're not.
You are. You were
no.
saying hawk.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
That was right. That was right.
Exactly
H-O-C-K.
Right.
You got it.
C-K.
Yes, that's
hawk.
How it's said.
That's how it's pronounced.
Yes.
H-O-C-K.
Yes.
Then why is it spelled H-A-W-K?
Don't know. Why is anything
why
spelled
is
that way?
Why is through spelled with a G-H at the end and not? It's not thruff? I mean, it's just part of English, dude.
No, because through, the O-U-G-H can be pronounced as ooh or off.
And so can
same
A-W-K.
With A-W.
No, it's not correct.
That's
incorrect.
What Miriam says.
A-W is aw.
Miriam says
hawk.
Hawk.
Okay, hey, Merriam-Webster.
What does dictionary.com say?
Hawk.
Hawk.
Merriam has been around way longer than dictionary.com.
Dictionary.com. I don't know if that's my neighbor that's doing that. What's dictionary.com?
I don't know Mr. Merriam or Mr. Webster either. I don't know either of them personally. Their families, I believe, all had syphilis. I know that much.
Kristen in Lakewood, hi.
Hey, I don't know why anyone is listening to Ralph. The guy can't even say horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he says horrible.
Horrible.
Because that is horrible.
It's spelled with an O.
Do you say orange or orange?
I say orange.
Yeah.
Orange.
No one says orange.
People are so
no one
deadly.
Orange says orange.
Is
you're
horrible.
So screwed up.
Right, let me ask you a question, Ralph.
O-R
thank
is
you for the
either or R.
Yeah.
And AU is either
no.
Or
what's going on?
What is going on in this world?
Oh, we know Lisa can say that.
You are from Philadelphia. You speak poorly.
Now, I'm saying we spoke English way before you people
poorly,
in the desert.
You
did.
Say everything wrong.
We started.
We,
you should be following us.
We listened to you and
you
decided
should be
we
following
did not want
our
to do
pronunciation.
That.
The rest of the country
we are
said,
the cradle of liberty.
But
we started.
The rest of the country listened to Philadelphians and said nope.com. That's correct.
Yep. Yep. Said, oh, many moons go by, and I see many buffalo. I will say hawk.
Wait, but the English were speaking English way before Philadelphians were speaking English. Should we all speak with a British accent?
Good point.
Yes. Oh. It's preferable to saw and hawk.
That's not how we say
you
it.
You sound like you're from Boston when you say saw and
oh,
hawk.
Boston
oh,
and Philadelphia
God.
Are different, but equally annoying.
Wildly different.
Equally annoying.
Philadelphia has the right take on things.
That
That's
hurts my
you.
Ears.
Does it bother you that... All everyone here thinks the same thing, and you think something
and
else.
Miriam.
No, doesn't bother me at all.
And Merriam-Webster.
That doesn't bother me at all because
What's that?
What's that? What is that?
I don't know.
British. That's how Jay say, which is whack.
How what? Jay say? What
how
does that mean?
JaySay.com.
What is that website? What is even that website?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Why are we using it if no one knows what it
I
is?
I think Omar tried to find one that was ridiculous like you say it, but Merriam-Webster really is the... It's the end all.
She's the number one most respected.
It's not the end all.
It is.
It's the ridiculous.
Most respected. Oxford or Merriam-Webster is the most respected.
What does Oxford say?
It says Hawk.
You let's play it then. Play what?
Yeah,
Oxford
we don't have
says.
That one.
Oh, Hawk. Shut up, liar!
Oh wait, here's there. Oxford.
Hawk.
Yeah, no, there that's is. Merriam-Webster.
How about that?
They're Hawk. Exactly the
let
same.
Let me hear what would Jay
how Jay say?
What would JC say?
Ray J says this.
Hawk.
No, that's
which is
ridiculous.
Clearly British.
Hawk.
Yeah.
And that's what you're Hawk. Trying to get
well,
us to say.
Well, if the British started English, then maybe we should take a clue from them.
But we don't talk like them. We talk like Americans.
But it is a variation.
No, no,
it
no.
is a variation on a theme.
The thing is that...
Obviously, AW has an awl.
The British...
So, you ever used an awl? Have you ever used that when you're working with leather, the pointed tool, AWL?
I don't work with leather.
You wouldn't call it an owl, would you?
No, but you'd call it an awl.
All.
Yeah.
Right. A-W. All.
Not every
Hawk.
Word with A-W Hawk. Is pronounced exactly the same,
correct.
Right?
Can you tell me
correct.
How they're pronounced?
Hawk.
Hawk.
Saw. All.
So you're saying that's pronounced differently?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Alma in Los Angeles. Hello.
It's just the East Coast and West Coast thing. It's like either and either. They're both right.
But nope.
It's just the way you want to.
West Coast is correct. East Coast, stupid.
Where are we living?
That's
hello. They're both right.
Are we living on the East Coast? No.
Then it's an East Coast, West Coast feud, then. That's what we got going on.
It's like Madonna, who lives here most of the time with her stupid English accent.
Correct. Let's go to Sarah in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
You're a teacher,
aren't
you?
Good morning.
I teach first grade, and the whole year is about phonics.
Mm-hmm.
And this week is actually our phonics week of the AU and the AW
book. Uh-huh.
And it's aw.
Aw.
Like saw.
Is it
claw?
Aw.
It's not what you say back east.
Words
not what you say
she's
back
saying
east.
Aw.
It's aw.
She's not saying ah.
Yes, she is.
She's saying aw.
How can you not
right.
hear that?
What is the so, flying bird's aw. Name then, Sarah?
What?
What's the flying bird's name?
A hawk.
That's what's
not a hawk.
Exactly how we say it.
She teaches phonics.
I think Sarah's Mexican, though. You sound Mexican to me. Are you Mexican?
No, not Mexican.
You sound a little Mexican.
She's from Huntington Beach.
You might be off. Let's talk to Mike. I think Mike has the perfect take on this.
You might be off. They got to put Mike
is
on hold.
Off? Is it off? Would it be, you say off?
Yes.
You say off.
Yes!
Yes! How is that everything have an A-H sound to you? Then every vowel sounds like A-H.
The ones that you've asked that we've said, that's how you say it. You say off, you say saw, that's how you say it.
Wow, you are so flat. Everything is the same.
Wait, time out.
Every vowel has the same sound.
Well, I don't understand why
on
you guys have
off.
To want to kill
off,
each other
on
over it.
And off.
Why can't you just understand
off?
You're both born in two totally separate parts of the country
right.
and accept each other's dialects and maybe
right.
they're both
but here's
right.
what I'm saying. I didn't attack Ralph and go, why are you here? He attacked me and said, "You, how do you say it?"
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. And
I
he got all mad about it.
And go, one who blah, 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 blah.
Said, you did.
I said, "Hawk. What is a hawk? A hawk is H-O-C-K, like hockey. When you play hockey, that's
same
H-O-C-K.
Thing. Same thing.
How can hockey and a hawk be the same
hawk.
Thing when they're spelled so completely differently?
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's really tough for the English language. That happens all the time.
Let's talk to Mike in Granada Hills, because I think he brings up an excellent point.
All right. Mike. Hi. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. What do you have to say?
Hey, listen, I'm from Northeast Philly originally.
God bless you.
You're wrong, then.
Ralph is dead on the money.
Thank you, sir.
He's dead on the
no,
money?
No, he's not.
Wait,
he's dead
he?
On the money for where you come
yeah,
from.
He's dead
Philly.
On the money?
He's dead on the money.
He needs to stay in Philadelphia if he wants to say hawk. Stay in Philadelphia. You don't come out here and tell us how to say hawk.
That's right, Mike. You're absolutely right. Go Birds.
I don't even know.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
I can't understand a word Mike says.
I meant to talk to Mike in Granada Hills, although I appreciate Mike from Tarzana's backup.
Oh, okay.
I think Kevin Mike in Granada Hills has an excellent point.
Yes, Mike.
Oh, God. Can somebody please tell me, how is Kevin trying to teach someone how to speak English?
Word, Mike.
But
that is like Stephen Hawking teaching me how to run the 40. That's what it is.
But it's possible that I'm right.
But wait a minute, Kevin, you are the one that says elf, and there's no T in the word elf.
In what?
What?
What word?
Elf. E-L-S-E. He says elf, like there's a T in it.
No, I don't, you moron.
Oh, you do too.
I've never said that in my life.
I've never heard Kevin say that.
You're stupid. Hang up.
All the time.
All right.
It was the Kevin School debate.
Well, he's just lying. You're the one that says
you can say, I've never said that. You moron. Hang up and kill yourself like Joan Rivers.
Wait, let's go back to Merriam-Webster.
Hawk.
Okay, oh, Hawk it is.
There it is.
Smash.
It's Merriam-Webster, by the way. It's Merriam.
Okay, whatever.
Merriam. So you can't even say the name of the dictionary right.
Ralph, you as an actor have taken dialect classes and pronunciation and stuff. Don't they base most things off Pacific English? That's the basic kind of template.
Pacific English?
West Coast English is considered to be the most basic non-dialect of English speaking and for Americans.
Right.
You know why? To get rid of the annoying Philadelphia, the way that they say things. It's horrible in horrible in Philadelphia.
It's horrible and horrible.
Humans.
You clearly tried not to
correct.
Speak
you
the way people
it.
In Philly speak, for the most part.
Humans in Philadelphia
you've mentioned
horrible.
That before. That you kind of had to change the way you talk.
I've put the H on U-A-H-U words. Because that does get dropped quite
right.
often. Yes.
Uh-huh. Because you understand dialect. That people in Philadelphia say it like Neanderthals.
But there are certain aspects of the Philadelphia accent that I have, weaned myself from.
Right.
But this isn't a matter of accent. This is a matter of spelling and pronunciation.
All right. Let's go to Merriam-Webster for horrible. Let's go to Merriam-Webster for that one. Hang on. Go ahead.
Horrible.
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 It's not horrible.
Horror.
You say horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah. Yes. All the time. Horrible.
Yes.
Not right.
All right. How about hawk and hawk?
Just hawk.
Hawk.
Just hawk.
It's not hawk.
It's hawk.
It is.
It's not hawk.
Oh, but you're just
when
wrong.
You play hockey. You can play hockey. You
with
can
hawks. Hawk.
Really? There's no other words that are spelled differently but sound the same?
I'm just saying.
In the English language?
A-W has a sound.
It has
horrible.
A couple of sounds. You know what you are?
Horrible.
There we go. Obscure TV shows that you like and watch on the way.
Okay.
Psycho Mike watches shows none of us have heard of.
Ever.
Pretty much all shows. He almost takes pride in the fact that no one's heard of the shows.
And yet never watches The Office.
Exactly. Also, the swine flu's killing us all, especially Cal State Long Beach. So we have details coming up on that. LaQuisha's going to be here with a look at the cougar from last night. But first, it's time for a few emails. Dear Kevin, so when is Weenie Roast happening, dude? Come on, get on it. Get your lazy ass up and start planning it, Stephanie. I think it's safe to say it's probably a good thing that I'm not the one that where that rests on my shoulders entirely.
You have nothing to do with
it. I don't really plan.
That's how they planned it.
Right. I don't really plan it as much as I get to go.
Right.
And love it and watch it and sometimes screw up an intro or two. That's it. That's my participation.
Yeah.
Other people here who are good at planning are already working on it, and you'll find out very soon.
Yes.
So, everybody take a breath. Dear Kevin and Bean, why did they take this from Dr. Mo, our friend? Why did they take the podcast off iTunes? Cinco de la Tarde is still there, but the morning one is gone. Is this Dave's fault? I wrote back to Dr. Mo, A, yes, it's Dave's fault, and B, I don't know what happened. I think apparently they ended up fixing it, but Dave was talking about makeup tips and hair colors.
Oh, dear God.
He didn't have time to do what he was supposed to do. We talked to Heidi and Spencer. This says, I'm a day late. Sorry, I listened to the podcast. Wow. Thank you so much for that Spencer and Heidi interview. Wow. So beautifully awkward. Loved it, Dan.
That's a great way to put it.
We can describe our show as that.
Yeah,
beautifully awkward. We had Ashton Kutcher in the studio who does our impression
he's awesome.
Of Spencer. But then we had the real Spencer on the phone with Heidi.
You were trying to catch his pig flu and bring it over to you.
You know what? That'd be kind of sweet because I bet Heidi'd lose some more weight if she got the swine flu. That'd be hot, right, kid?
So Heidi didn't want to have any of it. You can hear the highlights of this on the website, by the way. Heidi did not want to have it. Let's be positive. So we kept trying to pile on. And then Ashton did his impression again. And Heidi finally spoke up and said something extremely dumb.
Hey, player, let him keep hating, right? You know, as long as you're balling up in Hollywood, it's all good, right, Chief?
Isn't that illegal, by the way?
Doing a celebrity
doing
impression?
Nope.
No, like actually pretending that you are someone repeatedly and people thinking that. Because my mom called or someone was like, Spencer was just on the radio.
Yeah.
Not doing a celebrity impression, but going on and repeatedly pretending you're someone else.
Right, very different.
Yeah.
First of all. And second of all, her backup was, my mom called or someone. So you got that going on. Todd writes, why do you keep talking to that douchebag, Spencer? He's far worse than Chris Angel or any other douche that graces the air. Yet instead of
a dick or douchebag anthem, you give him Spencer the political dispenser. Stop wasting listeners' time. We already have short attention spans, and you're only making it worse. That one, any other one that you've heard on K-Rock besides the one that we did 2 days ago,
right,
has been Ashton Kutcher. Hey. He does a great impression of Spencer. It's not actually Spencer.
We would never give the actual Spencer that kind of power.
And finally, Kristen writes about the you didn't know you were pregnant topic yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We started talking to people who didn't know they were pregnant. 6 months has seemed to be what most of them were pregnant 6 months before they found out, which is a little scary. And then we talked to a K-Rock listener who was having
contractions,
went to the hospital. She found out she was pregnant 2 hours before the baby came out.
Right.
And Kristen writes, that was the scariest segment I have ever heard. Having a baby, I can guarantee that 6 months in, I was very aware that I had a little person inside of me. Thanks for once again highlighting the cream of the crop of society. It always makes me feel so much better about myself. Love you guys, Kristen.
It was a little spooky.
That's why we do it, too, to be honest, because then we go, wow, I might be retarded, but I've never been pregnant and not known it. It's actually sure when, but all three of those guys from Blink-182 are supposed to come into the studio quite soon.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Talk about the reunion tour.
Not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Nope.
Well, I don't think it's in question. It's been confirmed.
No.
All right.
Tony Hawk's supposed to come in, too. A lot of people are supposed to come in.
Tony Hawk, you mean? 652?
Hey, what do you drink a milkshake with? What's that tube you drink a milkshake with?
A straw.
It's not a straw?
Could be either.
It could be straw?
Yeah.
No, it couldn't.
It's a straw.
Because it's a straw. It's a straw.
Yeah.
What do you call it when someone has a personality defect?
Philadelphian?
A flaw? A flaw?
Yeah, a flaw. Yeah.
That's a flaw.
Okay. Okay.
Just telling you.
I'm telling you that you're wrong every time you say that.
I'm telling you.
Unless you're in Philadelphia, in which case everything's effed up.
I'm telling you. No. So there you have it. We've been talking about movies and how they change them for television.
Yes.
All week long about how we get edits and redubs of feature films. Thanks to the listener who sent me this one today. This is spectacular. This is from Die Hard 2. And Bruce Willis is lying on the ground. He is on a snowy runway. The bad guys have taken off in a giant plane. And Bruce has managed to nick the fuel tank of this plane, so it's leaking fuel, and he's got his trusty Zippo lighter with him, and he lights the fuel on the runway, and it follows in a long, streaming, bright, fiery trail up to the plane itself and blows it up in the sky. Great climactic moment in Die Hard 2.
Yep.
At that moment, Bruce utters his famous line from the first film, which is "Yippee-ki-yay, mother effer."
Oh, yeah.
The most famous line from that whole series.
Yeah. Not so much when you watch it on broadcast television.
Mm. What'd they go with?
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
What?
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
That wasn't even Bruce
how
Willis.
Does that make sense?
The problem is the villain's name, not named Falcon. It's like Colonel something or other, but it's not even close.
But that wasn't even Bruce Willis, right? All the other ones seem like it were.
I think it is.
It is?
He's lying on
it.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
What?
It sounds like an English accent.
Mr. Falcon, yippee-ki-yay, yeah. Mr. Falcon.
Mr. Falcon.
Wow, that's dumb.
Yeah. So that's what you get.
Wow.
Tony, no more movies on television.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Yep. More monkey fighting movies on broadcast television. Farrah Fawcett apparently has taken a turn for the worse and is near death, if you believe these stories.
Hmm.
Monday night, her health deteriorated significantly, says a source that told Radar Online, the entertainment news website. The 62-year-old Charlie's Angels star is apparently at home in Westwood, and friends and family are staying close by her side, they say.
Hmm.
Now, I did mention that her son, Redmond, was granted a several-hour leave from jail where he's being held on drug charges to visit his mother this weekend, which usually suggests that a family member is gravely ill, and apparently this may be the case.
Hmm.
She's been suffering from cancer since 2006, and apparently she weighs 86 pounds at this stage and is gravely ill.
So that's rough.
We'll have to wait and see how that goes. But she's rallied before from being very ill, but apparently friends and family saying this time it looks like it could be the end. So Hope that's not the case, obviously, but we'll have to wait and see. On a lighter note, Rachel McAdams,
yes,
lovely and talented actress, says that women should start wearing bamboo underwear. And I couldn't be more in favor.
Wait a minute, what?
Bamboo underwear. Oh, to be a panda in a room full of women.
Bamboo.
Oh, you go now. What?
I said they're clothes made of bamboo.
Just
now.
Just speak anytime.
There are?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Keep interrupting. That's helpful.
There was a joke in there, but Lisa put it in a body bag. Christian Bale is... Is praying that Dark Knight director Christopher Nolan signs up for a third Batman movie. Because he is committed, but Nolan has, as of yet, not signed on. Christian Bale's contractually obligated to star in the third film, but he is worried about the future of the franchise if Nolan doesn't come back. Christopher Nolan says it's got to be the right story. You can't make something like Dark Knight and then come out with something disappointing.
Sure, there's that.
Christian said, the fact is, I have to make a third movie. I've signed up. Chris doesn't, so I'm a bit of a fix if he doesn't want to do it. So everyone's holding their breath over there at Warner Brothers to see if Christopher Nolan will say yes, to another turn as director of Batman Begins. I mean, the Batman franchise.
Right.
Christina Applegate is terrified that when she's on the red carpet, that her boobs will pop out. Thing is, she underwent a double mastectomy last year and had reconstructed breasts.
Right.
Yeah.
But the problem is, she can't feel them. She doesn't have a lot of feeling down there.
Ah.
And so if they pop out of her dress, she says she'll have no idea they're out there swinging in the breeze.
Well.
Didn't that happen to, who did that? Tara Reid.
Yeah.
That's probably why she didn't even notice.
Well,
she's happy.
For several reasons she might not have noticed.
She's happy with her new breasts. She says, I don't need to wear a bra. They don't hang down to my knees like they did before. They're pretty solid.
Okay, well.
But she does add, the numbness is strange. I can't feel anything. I don't know if they're hanging out of clothes, so I need someone to let me know constantly to make sure they're under wraps.
Hey, that's a bummer.
Wouldn't kill her to share.
She was at the TV Land Awards that aired this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They did a reunion of the Married with Children cast.
Right.
She looks terrific.
Does she?
And the boobs look good, too. They did a good job. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Cloris Leachman is 83 years old today. Singer Willie Nelson turns 76. Adrian Pasdar from Heroes plays Nathan Petrelli on that show, or did, until he died. Now Siler's taken over for him. Oh, it's going to be a good season next season. Awesome. He is 40 years old. Johnny Galecki, The Big Bang Theory. Roseanne is 34. Kirsten Dunst celebrates her 27th birthday today. Is that someone... hammering a spike into a railway?
It sounds ugly.
It's an actual cowbell, but
yeah, but he's hitting it with like a
can of spray or something.
Lysol?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
you don't like it?
I think maybe we should go with something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a cowbell.
Wow.
That's loud. Kirsten Dunst, we'll work on it. We'll find an appropriate sound for her. She is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We have a lot of conversations about TV on this program. We love television shows.
Yes.
We watch a ton of them. And we all have our favorites, of course, you know, but it's really difficult to keep up week to week with a lot of shows. You have to let some of them go. You can't keep up with everything.
I know.
So mine that I keep up with are South Park, best show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Family Guy, second best show ever. And then, you know, The Mentalist and The Unit, shows like that, basically. I mean, it's not...
The Unusuals. I watch Lie to Me, Grey's Anatomy.
Lie to Me, not Grey's Anatomy.
I know
Anatomy.
You don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
The Unusuals is good, yeah. Psycho Mike, though, on a daily basis has shows that none of us have heard of. And we thought it might be a good call-in topic to have people call in with obscure TV shows that they love, but that they can't seem to get any traction. They talk at work. No one cares. They talk some, you know, out on the street. They can't find anyone that watches.
There's so much that you can watch now. It's impossible to keep up with everything.
We're not looking for bad.
Then there's the stuff that Mike watches.
Yeah. Well, but we're not looking for bad.
No.
We don't want you to not be able to get any traction because you watch bad shows. You watch Oprah and all of your friends don't, then F
right,
you.
Right.
But Psycho Mike has some decent shows, I think, that he watches, and then some crappy
ones. Like last night, I watched one of my favorite shows, Hitler's Bodyguards.
Hitler's Bodyguards?
Yeah.
Is it about Hitler's Bodyguards?
It's about Hitler's Bodyguards.
Yeah.
It's a continuing series on Discovery Military.
Discovery Military.
I watch a lot of Discovery Military. I watched the flight of the V-22 Osprey, too.
Is that just about a...
It's about a V-22 Osprey.
Osprey?
Yeah.
Is that a helicopter?
It's a
helicopter slash plane?
Fighter plane.
Fighter plane, okay.
And Future Weapons, big fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't
what's
watch
the
that,
what's the slow-mo show you were talking about?
Time Warp?
Time Warp.
What's Time Warp?
That's,
never heard of that.
That's one that sounds good to me.
It is good.
But I've never heard of.
Time Warp rips. I know there's a lot of people out there that like it.
What?
They take cameras that have this ability to slow things down. And I don't mean regular slow-mo like you have on your TiVo.
Yeah.
They slow things down a millionth of real time.
Right.
And you can see, you know, things in nature and things in life at an incredibly slow pace. And you can pick apart how things react and how things act in time,
right.
You know, and super slow-mo. And it sounds dumb, but when you see a human get punched in the face,
right.
Or, you know, a frog jump out of a lake at, you know, 1/1,000,000th of time, you can really analyze unbelievable things, the waves in the water and the ripples in a guy's face. I mean, it looks unbelievable.
We were having this conversation yesterday in the office, and Omar pointed out, and I think correctly so, that's a one-minute YouTube clip. They make a whole TV show out of it.
How
30 minutes?
Yeah, they even did one specifically on Metallica, I think, last night.
On hitting the drum cymbals
Exactly. Tied cameras to the end of guitars, and you could see the strings and the vibrations as they're playing in a concert.
That sounds cool.
And the cymbals. And, you know, you see a cymbal move in regular time. It's one thing to see it at a million speed and the unbelievable vibrations and the force in Lars's arm. It's really cool.
Well, it's like a three-minute interstitial program between actual programs?
They do a whole
How do you do show. A whole hour on that?
See, that's my... It's not an hour. It's half hour.
Half hour.
How
many things do they feature in that half hour?
They usually do like three or four different things in a half hour.
But then what do they say about it?
They
show you how they set up things and then
it's going slow.
Look at that vibration.
They'll film it in real time. They'll show you, you know, the actions in real time, and they'll show you where they are in nature or in the lab as they're setting stuff up, and then they show it to you in slow-mo. And then they'll have scientists, you know, talk over it and explain, like, the different things that might be happening.
Yeah, that's where I'm out.
All right.
I can watch it.
I don't want to learn anything.
But I want to see some, you know, some driving music or something behind it.
I dig that. Oh, yeah, I mean, they dress it up, you know.
They dress
it up with, you know, production sound effects and music and stuff like that. And
well, I have never heard of that show before.
I haven't either, but that sounds good to me.
You might like it, Kevin. On Discovery Investigation, Kevin, they have a show called Deranged. You'd love that.
Deranged?
Yeah.
It's all about the
most macabre and disgusting people that have ever existed in human history.
And they just focus
in on them. It's pretty awesome. They do like serial killers, but they'll also do like Pol Pot. Or like, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy people. And they just do an hour on deranged people.
That sounds good.
I survived on the same channel on Discovery Investigation.
Is that where they...
Oh, I have heard of that. I've never seen it.
They'll take a lady whose ex-husband came to her house. He was mad at her, shot her in the face 3 times. She lived.
Yeah.
She talks about it.
That would be interesting.
That would be an awesome show.
I've never seen it. Don't know what channel it's on.
Not bad.
Discovery Investigation. You guys need to watch Yo Gabba Gabba on Nick Jr.
What is that?
Okay.
Yo Gabba Gabba rehips.
On Nick Jr.
Yeah.
What's Nick Jr.?
Nick Jr. is Nickelodeon.
I know Nickelodeon, but Junior?
Yeah.
You knew about this?
I know of it.
Yo Gabba Gabba is still wrong.
What is it?
It's kind of like a Sesame Street. It's a variety show, but more for kids.
Now you're just showing
off.
Now why would you watch that? No, it's awesome.
See, now Mike's going, look at me. No. I'm unique. I watch shows that only kids watch. Yes, you are.
They have like Beck and MGMT and the White Stripes as musical guests.
Really?
And they have, and they have little games and learning-based games, but they're definitely challenging enough that an adult can watch it and stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's too high for me then.
It's a rad show.
Shoots over my head. All right. Let's take a few calls from people who have obscure TV shows that they watch that doesn't seem like anyone else does. Josh in Chatsworth.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi.
Hey, I have the best show that no one has ever heard of. It's called Trailer Park Boys.
I've heard of Trailer Park Boys, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's like a phenomenon in Canada. And it's only on DirecTV, but it's the best show. It's about a bunch of white trash trailer park guys from Canada. And they're always just trying to grow dope and always stealing and going to jail. Is it
fiction or is it a reality show based on...
It's kind of like how Reno 911 is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of made up.
Right.
But ad-lib
do like a documentary
fictional.
Of
right.
it. Oh, it is the best. You guys got to see that one.
Trailer Park Boys.
All right,
thank you.
Rad.
It's
That's
funny that they're from Canada.
Yeah. Let's go to Brandy in Hacienda Heights. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
What obscure TV show do you watch?
Living with the Macha Genga.
What? Yeah.
Living with the Macha Genga?
Yeah. It's like one of the rarest tribes in the world. And it's a show, like it's like a Mark and Ollie series. And they try to document this tribe before it goes out forever.
They're going to be extinct or whatever?
Yeah. And they do everything, you know, old school. Everything, they build fire with, you know, with rocks and wood and... Mark and Ollie try to see how they live life. So
who are Mark and Ollie?
They're like these like explorer people who live with. They're like documentary people, huh. And they find like the rarest things in the world, and they try to go visit the places or live with the people.
That's fascinating to see the people that still live like it's the 1500s.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, people go there with like shotguns and like they rape the girls and stuff.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Because they have no weapons. They're not, you know, they just have like bone arrows and stuff, and it's really sad when you get to see the show.
Mm, oh, I don't want to watch your show anymore.
All right, I'm out. I don't like your show. Not a fan of that. What channel is it on, Brandy?
I think it's on Travel Channel.
Travel Channel. Yeah, I don't get that one. All right. Thank you.
I think you do get that one.
I mean, I get it, but I don't understand it. We're talking about strange kind of shows that maybe not everybody knows about. We make fun of shows all the time. We talk about big shows all the time. But let's figure out some small ones. Let's go to Mariana in Los Angeles. Hello, Mariana. Nope, gone.
Moving Up on TLC. That show's bull.
What's Moving Up?
They flip houses.
Oh, please.
That's crap.
Yeah, I don't like that. Jessica in Orange.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Obscure TV shows. What do you watch?
Nap.
What?
It's on Lifetime, and I'm not really sure if it's on Sundays or Saturdays, but it's about murderers, and it's all females.
Yeah, that show's money.
Oh,
boyfriend.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Snap is cool because she's right. It's based on women.
Is it called Oh Snap?
No, it's about women who reach their breaking point and murder, but its problem is it's all Lifetimed out. You know, it's kind of soft, and they kind of take a more feminine perspective.
Right.
What is a feminine perspective?
A lot of times you can watch court TVs or what's now True TV, Forensic Files or Dominic Dunn, Power, Privilege, and Justice, and you'll get the same cases, and it's a little more gritty.
Oh, yeah. We watch that all the time. Good ideas for my husband.
Word up.
What are people talking about?
So Jessica calls with Snapped, and Mike has two alternatives to Snap to take a look at the same stories.
And nothing that I've ever heard of.
Wow.
Dominic Dunn, Power, Privilege, and Justice is McMoney dope. It is so awesome. Through the roof, 10 stars.
It's McMoney dope?
Yeah.
Anything that we watch.
I've never watched The Office,
Lost.
The Mentalist.
You know why? You know why? Because I'm unique. Yeah. I don't watch shows anybody else watches.
No, that's not true.
And you watch a lot of TV.
I do.
I'll tell you what he does watch that I also watch I forgot about was Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Night show.
Nitro Circus.
Yep.
Great show.
Bully Beatdown, awesome.
Bully Beatdown's good, yes.
Ni Hao Kai Lan.
All right, we're going to take a break. 1-800-520-1067. Obscure TV shows that you enjoy. We'll talk about that. Talking about obscure TV shows, we have people calling with shows that aren't that popular, you know, like Rescue Me, which is a great show.
It's a great show.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Which is a great show. But people know about those. We're trying to find super obscure shows. Most of the time we spend, you know, we're pretty negative about stuff we don't like. We spend a lot of time complaining about stuff. So we figured we'd spend a little bit of time talking about obscure shows maybe that no one else kind of has heard of and you like. And
that maybe we should watch.
We should find out. Aaron in Malibu. Hi.
Mega Movers.
Yeah.
Mega Movers.
Mega Movers is awesome.
I've tried that. It's a giant moving mega mover thing.
They like move the space shuttle, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's...
It's awesome. It's huge machinery.
Yes. Very big. I would consider them mega.
Okay.
But my problem with that show is when you come across it, you go, wow, that's amazing. And then 2 minutes later, you go, all right, what else is on?
Yeah, like you have no idea how big this stuff is.
And they show like it's mega.
It's mega.
It is mind-boggling, but my mind is not that big, so I can't really keep up with that. Let's go to Brig in Huntington Beach. Hi, Brig.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Obscure TV shows. What do you watch?
Manhunters on A&E.
Manhunters.
That sounds good.
It's about the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds good.
They track down these guys that have been on the run for years and years and years, they stake out their house, and they go all over the place and harass their friends and their family. And
sounds like a good time.
And also, I want to give a shout-out for Yo Gabba Gabba as well.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
I'm going to have to check that one out now.
That show absolutely rocks.
Well, I was good. I'm not impressed when Mike says it, but since you say it, Brig, I'm going to check it out.
Well, I mean, they had a whole episode with Jack Black. They have all kinds of crazy, amazing guests.
I know, and Mike said that. It didn't impress because Mike said it. But when you say it, I'm in. Thank you. I have to discount Mike just automatically. Let's go to Eddie in Riverside. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Obscure TV shows.
Hey, it's called Thrillbillies on the Fuel Channel.
I like the Fuel.
Yeah, it's basically just like Nitro Circus, except for they kind of act like hillbilly-ish, and it's no thinking involved. You just sit there and watch these guys hurt themselves. About
So it's Nitro. It's a dumb Nitro Circus.
Yeah, basically, except for, like, it seems like they got, like, less insurance coverage for the show, and the guys just do whatever they want.
Wow.
I like it. All right, thank you for the call. That sounds good. Let's go to Matt in Westminster. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
The show's called Three Sheets. It's on the Mojo HD channel.
Three Sheets on Mojo HD.
Yeah. They
Is Three Sheets a drinking reference?
Yep. His name is Zane Lamprey. He's a comedian. He goes around to different parts around the country and does different drinking customs and rituals.
In this particular part of the world, they love to drink this, and then he does it?
Yep. And, well, he gets he basically feeds his stomach, fills up, so he's good to go. And then he parties with the locals, finds out different customs, goes in bars and hangs out and drinks and ends the show with the hangover remedies.
How did that guy convince anyone that that's a show?
So, really,
I'd like to go drink in all different cultures. Okay.
That's his gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a great show.
That's good work. I don't know what Mojo HD is.
Yeah, it's on. I know Time Warner offers it. That's what we have, and it's on there. It's along with it was paired up
together to a bunch of different things.
Yeah, it's another show that I think it's Antonio Esfandiari and Phil Locke, who's boyfriend to.
Yeah, I don't care. All right, listen. Thank you, Matt. Three sheets on Mojo.
Not enough time to watch all these shows.
Yeah, there just isn't. Let's go to Aaron in Ontario. Hi, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Aaron.
That's Aaron.
I have one. It's called Tribe Odyssey.
Tribe Odyssey?
What is that?
Yeah, it's basically like documentaries about tribes all around the world that haven't been heard. And they just go and they film the way they live in their own time.
Okay.
And it's after Mark and Ali living with the Mechiganga. Actually, that one, it's the second season of Mark and Ali.
Oh, okay. So it's a whole series.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's a whole series. Like, they go.
That's the one where they lived with the tribe and where they started fire with rocks, that one?
Rape.
Yeah.
They rape? Whoa. I don't want to see that.
No, actually, Mark, it's an English guy that he was in the military. And then the Ali fella, he's one of the commentary people.
So. All right, I'll tell you what, Aaron, I'm going to cut you off. Thank you for calling. I'll check it out.
We appreciate the information.
Too much info. Let's go to Colleen in Pasadena. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Obscure TV shows. What do you like?
I am a chick who absolutely adores a car show called Top Gear on BBC America.
I've seen Top Gear.
What is Top Gear?
It is hilarious. There's three guys, and I guess they're famous in the UK. I have no clue who they are. And they drive different exotic cars and talk about them, but then they talk about, like, the trunk is called the bonnet, and they call a Ford or a saloon, and if it starts with a Z, they say, oh, that's the Z, and they say aluminium.
What's wrong with you?
So it's hilarious. They drive, but they'll do, like, road trips, but it has a huge women following. I think it's their humor.
Are they hot dudes or something?
What? No, not at all.
Not at all. A car show that has a huge woman following.
Well, you say it's hilarious, but all the things that you're mentioning are just, like, typically British things. I mean, beyond that, are they funny?
Yeah, they're actually quite witty and clever people.
Oh, okay.
And they do, and there's three guys, and they play off of each other. And, you know, one's kind of the silly one, one is the adventurer, and one is just, I'm not even sure how to characterize them.
Yeah.
And then they'll have British celebrities sometimes come on the show, and they make them do racing around a car track in this total piece of crap car instead of a
they think are you high
car.
Right now?
I'll tell you, Top Gear on BBC America.
All right.
Wow, Colleen, look at you.
Have you done acid in the last week?
No. I say aluminium all the time.
All right.
Aluminium.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Good luck. Swine flu. Swine flu.
What?
Swine flu.
I haven't heard. What? There's
swine
a flu?
Swine flu. Here's the thing. These things come along all the time, and I don't mean to minimize them. This seems to be
people have died in Mexico and one in Texas.
That's correct. But if you get a little perspective, you go, well, did you know that 35,000 people die per year from regular flu.
That's true.
Well, this doesn't sound like it's quite that bad then.
Yeah, so far, no.
And maybe if it changes, it can get that bad. But boy, the news is on it heavy and hard. You know why? Good name. It has a good name.
Oh, that's true.
It's swine flu.
That's very true.
Same thing with bird flus. Anything they can go, oh, we got to do swine flu. We should do 10 stories on that today. It could turn into something big, but they're on it like it's the worst thing in the world long before that ever happens. Cal State Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Campus. Beach. Campus community. The email begins from the president.
Oh, okay.
Late Tuesday evening, we were informed by Long Beach Health Department that a CSULB student received a probable positive test result for swine flu. Final determinations of the test results will not be available for another 2 days. So based on maybe the guy has swine flu, the student, who is a resident of Los Alamitos Residence Hall, fell ill on Sunday and went to Student Health Services to see a doctor on Monday.
Okay.
Because the symptoms matched swine flu, which, by the way, are the symptoms for the flu exactly.
Yeah. It's,
headache, sore throat,
it's
achiness,
just a strain of the flu.
Weariness. It's, there's no, you don't snort. There's nothing that would make you think it's swine flu versus regular flu. It's just,
you'd snort like a pig.
Yeah. You don't do that. You don't grow hooves. None of that stuff. You just, it's the regular, it feels like the flu apparently.
Right.
It is extremely important for all of us to be careful of health concerns at this time. And he goes on and on about how they've taken this student and he's by himself and the other guy that was in the room with him has been relocated.
Quarantined
him. Yeah. But if you're not feeling well at all, please stay home. Don't do anything. And everybody's panicking because of swine flu. And then at the end of the email, it says CSULB is committed to keeping you informed at this time. A swine flu hotline will be available for answering questions specific to the swine flu.
Wow, they're on top of things.
On top of things for reals.
No kidding. I'm impressed.
So what we figured we would do is call it and find out.
See what they know.
Maybe we ask some questions. Maybe they can answer some questions that we have for swine flu.
Sure.
Swine flu hotline. Cal State Long Beach.
At least they didn't close the school down yet.
That's next, but...
Yeah, I know.
There's no student that wouldn't be happy with that, though.
All right.
Gotta stay home. Don't feel good.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Cal State University Long Beach Swine Flu Hotline after the world's longest setup.
How did they record that based on this setup for this bit?
I don't...
If you were able to sit through that setup, thank you for holding on. For general information, press 1 now. If you think you may have swine flu, press 2 now.
Let's just go with 2.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. You pressed 2. This hotline has been established to provide information to the students of Long Beach and the general population of Los Angeles and Orange counties. If you have a headache, press 1 now. If you have a fever, press 2 now. If you have a hacking cough, press 3 now. If you have all of the previous symptoms, press 4.
Pretty much get those all at the same time, right? Okay, so 4.
Wow, you're screwed! Swine flu is like a best case scenario for you. Sounds more likely like you've got damn AIDS.
Oh what? My God!
But let's investigate further. Right. If you've recently been to Mexico, press 1 now. If you've been in contact with someone from Mexico, press 2 now. If you're Mexican, press 3 now.
I guess you should
press 3.
Go with 3.
Yeah.
You're Mexican.
Yes.
Get in bed, eat some menudos, and cover yourself in one of those Dodger blankets. Then ask your abuela for one of her famous home remedies. That probably involves rubbing molasses, chicken fat, and cat litter on your chest.
Really?
Thank you for calling the Swine Flu Hotline.
That's the official hotline.
Please refrain from any social contact until you get better or until you die. If you must be in contact with others, call back, and we'll give you Ryan Seacrest's home address. Thank you for calling.
Hey!
Not bad.
Pretty good.
It kind of worked.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Ralph is here for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
People Magazine has released their issue of the 100 Most Beautiful People list. This is probably one of their most popular issues every year. And this year, Christina Applegate on the cover of the People's 100 Most Beautiful People list.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice. She, of course, battled breast cancer with grace and style and a double mastectomy. And still is a very beautiful and talented lady, so she is on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Some other members on the list, not quite as easy to get behind.
Yeah.
As, of course, is the case every year. I mean, some of them, certainly, you could see a an argument for Angelina Jolie, Halle Berry,
of course,
George
of course.
Clooney, Hugh Jackman, Jennifer Lopez, the usual usual suspects.
All good.
Michelle Obama made the list this year.
Nope.com.
I think she's a...
for a politician's wife, she's very attractive. She has some class.
Yeah, she's classy.
Yeah.
Stay classy, if this, Michelle Obama.
Does People magazine try to take into account the whole story or just the looks? Because if it's just the looks, then she shouldn't be on it.
They don't do that.
If it's the whole story, then I guess I could see her.
They shouldn't call it the most beautiful list then.
Yeah.
They always do that.
That should just be...
Dev Patel and Frida Pinto from Slumdog Millionaire on the list. I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
The new girls of 90210, Jessica Stroop, Annalyn McCord.
Yeah.
Shanae Grimes.
Yeah.
See, if you're going for the whole story, then you don't put Jessica Stroop and Annalyn McCord on the list because there's no story there. They're just smoking hot.
Right.
Right. That's true.
And then if you don't include, if you're just going for smoking hot, you don't include Cara DioGuardi from American Idol.
No.
No! No! Or Tina Fey. Or Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
They don't make the list.
No, I agree.
Chelsea Handler, by the way. Either way.
No.
Story or looks, Chelsea Handler's not making the list.
Right.
It's just stories about vodka.
It seems like these people just put people on the list so people go, oh, can you believe it? And then they get pressed.
I'm telling you. They're like, who do we have pictures of in the drawer?
Yeah,
probably. I got some old Chelsea Handler pictures. She's on the list. Sad news, Sean Penn and his talented and lovely wife, Robin Wright Penn, apparently are getting divorced. They filed papers to legally separate this week.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's the second time they've done this. They did it once before in 2007, but reconciled. However, this time, people close to the situation saying it looks like it's the real deal. People magazine's reporting that Sean is seeking legal and physical custody of their children.
Wow.
They have
two sons. A daughter and a son. A daughter, Dylan, who's 18, so I guess it doesn't really matter. She's a legal adult anyway. And a 15-year-old son named Hopper.
Which one was responsible for the name Hopper?
I'm guessing it comes from Dennis Hopper, because I know Sean Penn is a huge fan of actor Dennis
Hopper. I'm saying the other parent should get custody based on that name.
You should see the kid jump. Oh. And he has requested the court to refuse any spousal support for his wife of 13 years.
Wow, that's uglier than usual.
Yeah, no money for you, Robin Wright Penn. Interestingly enough.
Will it hurt him that he was making out with that dude from Pineapple Express so publicly?
I think that was the movie Milk you're referring to. I'm pretty sure that wasn't an actual makeup session with him and James Franco.
All right.
Talk show host and ex-supermodel Tyra Banks was in a New York courtroom yesterday confronting her accused stalker. His name is Brady Green. He's 39 years old. Prosecutors arrested him in March. He appeared twice at the Tyra Banks show in the audience. Anyone who could sit through that show twice has to be a stalker. That's what prosecutors alleged.
And then they rested their case?
Absolutely. And the judge said, you're right. I've seen the show. No one could sit through it twice. I can't watch it on television twice, let alone live. Tyra said she fears for her safety since the man allegedly threatened her assistant and contacted her show.
Well, that seems bad.
Yeah. No word yet on what the judge has actually decided, but I thought it was funny. He did show up twice.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And Lane Garrison, who was serving a sentence of 3 years and 4 months for a drunken driving crash that killed a Beverly Hills High student, has been released from prison.
He was on prison break.
Yes! Right? See?
Yeah.
That was where the joke was headed.
Really?
He was paroled yesterday... from the California Correctional Institution in Tehachapi. Tehachapi.
Is that? Are you sure you have that right?
Tehachapi, California, Tehachapi. I believe it is. So he's out.
Okay.
So there's that. Celebrity birthdays. Cloris Leachman is 83 years old today. Singer Willie Nelson is 76. Adrian Pasdar from Heroes. He plays the one who flies. Nathan Petrelli.
He's a bitch.
Excuse me?
He's a bitch.
Why are you saying that?
He pitched... in the Dodger celebrity softball game, hit me twice in batting practice.
Did the right
plugged
thing.
Plugged me.
He hit you twice?
Yeah. Bitch made.
Did you charge the mound?
No.
Then who's the bitch? If he hit you with two balls and you took it, who's the bitch?
That is a great question.
Dude, what am I supposed to do to frail Jesus-looking Adrian
Pasdar? I'm just saying, who's the bitch?
I'm saying he's bitch made.
He smoked you with a pit.
No, twice.
So what? Hit you with
I'm
two balls and
all,
you took it.
I'm saying that was all for charity. You didn't charity charge and the yuckles. Mound. That
you
was all for charity.
You
and
didn't
yuckles.
Charge the mound.
No.
I'm with Ralph on this one.
Who's the bitch?
I made him recognize when it came game time, and I started smashing him up against the walls, doing a backhanded plays, looking like a real G.
Yeah, none of that happened.
All right. Yeah. He is 40 years old today. Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory and Roseanne turns 34. And Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
I wonder if she's on the list of 100 most beautiful people.
That's our new sound effect. It's Dave the King of Mexico doing his Chewbacca impression. Say her name again, and then I'll come right in.
All right, let me see. Kirsten Dunst is 27. It sounds like someone doing an impression of a phone ringing.
It's funny, when he did it here in the studio, it sounded pretty good. But when
did
you
it?
Played it back,
no,
it's
it didn't really.
Awful.
It sounded pretty bad, then, too.
Well, yeah. Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
We'll keep working on that sound effect.
Charts and dots on the phone.
I wish the audience could see Ralph's face when Kevin first played that. It's the confusion.
Well, it's the worst thing ever.
He said, Dave, come in and do your Chewbacca.
And he did that, and he said, yes, now that I've heard it, I'm going to play it during Ralph's Showbiz Beat.
Man of a thousand voices.
Yeah. A listener suggested maybe a gong sound effect for ugly girls.
Oh, that's not bad.
See, a bell for hot, gong uh-huh. for ugly.
Gong is not bad.
Trust me, don't get me wrong. I don't want to take anything away from that thing that you just played. I don't want to do anything that might make the show better, God forbid. I don't want to... take your perfect record so far.
How dare you? That is the best impression I've ever heard.
Of someone, of a four-year-old pretending ringing. The phone is ringing.
Right.
Yes. Oh, Jimmy, it's Daddy on the phone. Pick it up. I'll get it.
It is Chewbacca.
Yeah. Sure it is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Psycho Mike, what went wrong with Lightning? What happened? What did he do?
From the beginning?
How come never did.
In the beginning?
Since birth?
What did he do? No, yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, well, listen.
Here's the thing. Lightning was our producer for 75 years. And then we started doing a lot of stuff online. So the website. So Lightning was put in charge of the video online. He is responsible for getting content, for editing it all, for putting it up online. And for the most part, it looks fantastic.
It's not just the video. There are a few other things.
It's a 75-person job. Lightning does pretty much by himself with one other guy.
And yeah. When it comes to the visual, the actual, you know, taking what has been recorded and editing it and seeing, making stuff look great and sound great, Lightning is gifted.
He's a man.
He really is. Right. He's a genius. This is not a trash Lightning session.
Well,
but,
oh, yeah. It is, but that's the set. That's a nice setup.
It's true. And I mean that. He's really gifted. I think he's found his calling in life. But when Lightning tries to have, like, creative control... when things go way wrong.
Now, let me ask you a question about my man Lightning. Listen, has he been demanding creative control more and more lately?
No.
It's hit or miss.
I'm not asking
sometimes,
you, Lightning.
I mean, because for the most part, I film almost everything with Lightning.
Right.
We go out and we do stuff together. Some bits, he's like, just go. You're great
you
with this, Mike. You do it. And then some, he decides that that's Scorsese time. That's when Lightning really steps up his game.
That's
and he's
his nickname, Lightning Scorsese. And I noticed this when we were at Omar's wedding.
Oh.
Great example.
Yes. When we were at Omar's wedding, he brought the camera, and it was Omar's wedding. I mean, this was like really his private day wedding with his new wife.
It wasn't a K-Rock event.
Right. And Lainey was standing there like, I didn't get a good shot of that. Can you say I do again? I got to get around over here. I got to truck my camera
that
over here.
Bridesmaid number one, cheat left, put your head down. Groomsman, I'm going to need you to step to the
happened.
Left. We're getting a little bit of shadow coming off the altar.
None of that happened.
He starts taking over.
None of that
and you go,
happened.
What are you doing? I saw, all right, did this happen or did it not? Everyone is sitting there waiting for the bride to come up the aisle.
Yes.
And I see Lightning over to front stage left. And he's got his video camera up, and there's a little swing hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
And he pushes the swing and then zooms in on it.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing? This is a wedding.
I didn't end up using that
artsy,
footage, but
artsy.
I it was going to be like
right,
B-roll.
Right, B-roll, right. But it was a wedding. That didn't strike you as maybe I shouldn't be up in front of everyone getting
a odd Baz Luhrmann film.
Getting
this
a
empty
shot
swing
of the
in the middle
swing.
Of wilderness.
Your timeline is way off. That was way before
okay.
even the groom was out there or anything. Yeah, that was.
Did this happen?
20 minutes prior
Beer
to that.
Mug forgot to tip the guy tending bar at Omar's wedding.
Right.
So Lightning approaches me.
beer mug just gypped the bartender. I'm going to need you to approach him on camera right now and make fun of it, but make it sound organic and seem natural because it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I was tipsy at that point.
Well, here's the deal. Yesterday, all of us here at the morning show, Dave, myself, Alex, producer Alex, and Omar, were filming a series of McDonald's commercials for their new McCafe espresso drinks.
Okay.
And we hired... K-Rock hired a outside video production team to come in and film it with a green screen. So it'll really look high def and professional and everything like that.
Okay.
Lightning's in there.
Why is he in there? I thought you hired an outside group.
Well, it is going on K-Rock.com, so I think Lightning has to have, you have to be there to kind of make sure things are up to your standards.
Yeah, I have to prove it. And by the way,
I don't approve.
For the first half of this session, I didn't say squat.
Did he say squat?
And then the whole thing started to drag on and drag on, and that's when I got involved.
I'm less interested in hearing you describe what happened.
Go ahead, Mike.
As we were doing the kind of the carded generic ones, a K-Rock salesperson says, you know, we can inject some comedy in this. That's why we hired you, to make it wacky and zany.
Oh, no. And Lightning heard that?
Good idea. You know what we'll do? We got a green screen. Let's tape off your entire body in green and put a cape on you, and then you'll be a floating head. It'll be like Land of the Lost, and no one will be able to catch you with their mouse. It'll go all over the screen, just one big mic head.
Now, here's the beautiful thing about Lightning. Once he has an idea like that, it's front and center and cannot be moved from front and center.
For the next 4 hours.
That's correct.
But still, guys, I think we're missing the boat here. Green screen means we can put him anywhere. We can float him. Levitating head. Who likes levitating head? Everybody likes levitating head.
And Kevin knows how funny that would be.
But here's the thing, Tony. Here's the thing you need to understand. You could have done 15 things that were funny. But you can't move away from idea A. Once idea A is there, you don't go, well, let's try idea B. Maybe everybody will love that.
I am kid with shiny object.
Yes,
and
you
that
are.
Was, yes, I get that.
So what did he start doing with the outside production company and everybody else? Was he directing everything then?
Lightning assumed the position of director.
Put your hand like this, and then tilt your head to the left a little bit, and say it this way.
No, you know what it was? Is that we got in a professional TV crew that is used to that TV timeline, where it's let's do this.
So you were talking to them in their technical language.
No, you shut up. No. How they do? They're slow and methodical, right? But everyone, you know, Omar and Alex and Dave and Mike and me, we're all on the radio timeline. The Kevin and Bean, like, I'm already bored. Let's move on.
We're a tiny bit impatient. That is true.
Yeah, like gnats. Okay. Right. Exactly. So I'm used to, so I can tell everyone's getting bored and losing energy. And the guy, the director, who is great, but he's, let's look at the tape. Let's review. We're like, no, just roll another
just
one. Roll
shoot
another
it
one.
Again and put some capes on them. Their heads need to float.
One of the wacky ideas we came up with is Omar and I did one of these commercials together. So we approach screen, come on screen, piggyback.
For no reason.
Yeah, I'm riding Omar piggyback.
Is one of you wearing a cape and your head floating?
No.
So I just
jump off and start talking to Omar and doing dialogue. Like he said, why don't you give us some backstory on why you're on Omar's back and you're telling him that your legs are sore, and then perhaps he can maybe comment on the fact that you've been chafing the outside of his hips with the inner part of your thigh, and then you can maybe make some gun signs as if you're a cowboy that's been riding a horse. Maybe yippee-ki-yay, Omar. Can you do that? A little yippee-ki-yay? That'd be nice.
That
and then maybe
is...
like a bullseye. And coming off of that...
Did he ever yell cut? Did he ever yell that?
Yeah, many a time.
I did
and
not.
Here's the here's
places
the best.
Everybody.
You did not say, oh, wait, hold on, stop, in the middle of takes?
If I did, it was once out of 100 takes.
Mm. And another good thing is Lightning's right. You know, when you work, especially on this show, not just radio, you work on this show, you get incredibly impatient. You get everything needs to be fast-paced. Lightning comes out, you say, look, we don't want people to click off. This is going to come on your computer screen, and it might be annoying. So make sure you get the point out quick and just deliver it, rapid fire, get it out. But, you know. You got 40 seconds to fill, so take your time.
Wait a second. Did he ever say, that's perfect, do it again? That's my favorite thing in Hollywood.
That was your best take yet, Mike. I love that. I love the way you use the patriotic thing. Do it again.
Well, if it's perfect, just do it exactly the same. And
don't
then
change
I do
any
it.
Words.
I do it. This one was completely improv, completely off the top of my head. And so he goes, say it exactly the same as you did. So I try, and he goes, "You're just like Bean. You can't say the same thing twice."
Lightning, like you're rebelling
like
against
75 words. I can't. Of course, I can't completely reproduce it. What do you want? Nope, you're just like Bean. You got something in your brain that just, you know, you feel like you can always do better. So just cut and paste. Do it again exactly as you say. Not like Bean, where you got to expound on it and deliver more.
Now, if it happened yesterday like it usually happens, Lightning starts directing, and at some point, everybody else in the room is yelling at him. Did that happen?
That didn't happen.
It didn't happen while I was there. I can't say that it did. But I did do the diva thing where I did mine and bounced. So I don't know. There was probably another 4 hours of filming that went on that
with
I don't know
that
about.
People don't know they can tell Lightning no?
Yeah. And people were probably a lot less patient than me. Guys like Omar, who might have just... I'm surprised Lightning's still alive.
Alex is still in there taking her... She's doing it
She's
again.
Doing She's still filming.
<It's ridiculous. laughs> You might be... Lightning, you might be going overboard a little.
This is good for radio. Okay. I understand
How many times have you put up a video, which I know you put a lot of work into, and I watch it and I go, boy, you know what? It moves a little slow. Maybe you could speed it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I go in and give you that constructive criticism, and you go, nope.
Impossible.
I like long form. People like behind the scenes. And I go, I know, I understand
Come
that.
On now.
Behind the scenes, I get that. And then I try to, as nicely, I really try to be nice. I try to say, maybe speed up. Maybe you could just take out a little here, a little here, maybe just to kind of get it to move.
Nope. I don't, Kevin, nope. Come on now.
I'll do it. I guess if you make me, but I knew.
9 out of 10
times. You
gotta
understand that this scene right here, Kevin, this scene right here, a beer mug licking poo off the ground, is very reminiscent of the nightclub scene in Goodfellas where we used only one camera. And you can see how Scorsese highlighted the lights of the kitchen to see Henry Hill as he's walking into the club. It's very similar as beer mug licks the poo off ground.
I'm making crappy behind-the-scenes web videos. Right. I don't pretend...
any input from anyone else.
No, that's the whole Scorsese thing. It's a joke.
A joke. It isn't a joke.
Well, it is.
You've lost your mind.
Maybe that's true.
That is true.
We have a band in here. We had Silver Sun Pickups. Lightning's like, let me get a camera inside the guitar looking out. Kevin, let me crawl in there.
Kevin jokingly said to Lightning, can we not have like 11 cameras filming the Silver Sun Pickups this morning? I set my limit at 4.
We're in a 200 square foot room. I'm saying you might be taking it a little too seriously.
It's possible.
Okay. Take it less seriously. As well. Not supposed to. I can't say that.
What?
Never mind. I can't say that. I was going to say something about the weenie roast, but I'm not supposed to till tomorrow, so I'll wait.
Okay.
Details coming soon. Stop emailing me. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number 24 hours a day for the Kevin and Bean Afro line. You can leave us a message on any topic.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I was trying to leave a message for the Ken and Bean Show. Oh, and their little laughing sidekick.
That'd be
Spencer.
We talked to Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag. And
he's charming.
He called us Ken and Bean.
He was funny. Yeah.
That was nutty.
Hey, Heidi, it's okay. I'm a tool. I got big teeth. Duh. Shut the up, you dumb piece of I hate you. Die. You're a light. You're a light. I hate you.
That's some passion.
Putting some words to a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Sound of the swine flu right there.
Aw.
Yep, happens.
Hey, guys. You know they're talking about the swine flu? It's just a cover-up, man. Government experiments. Zombies are coming. They're going to be here. All I got to say is, when the dead walk of the earth, aim for the head. Don't waste bullets on the body.
That's true. They won't slow it down.
Oh, I have a zombie escape plan. I am not worried.
Remember when we took those calls from people? We were like, what?
They really do.
No, seriously, I have a zombie escape plan. That was bizarre. Miss Cleo Love?
Yeah, I have an instant request. I would like to know if Miss Cleo can go over to the microphone and roll her boobies all over it. Boobies!
Okay.
It would break the microphone.
It would, yeah. We would have to pay for new ones, and that's not necessarily good. Producer Alex apparently hitting the clubs.
Yeah, this message is for Alex. I met you at the club the other day, and you said you would have sex with me when pigs fly. I was watching the news the other day, and I heard the swine flu. Let's get down.
See? Pigs fly, swine flu.
Oh.
You get it?
Oh, now I get it. Yeah. Thank you.
Kevin, you're such a monkey fighting, somersault watching friend of Ann Landers. And Lisa, I'd love to push your car up the hill, then go shopping for tomatoes. Know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. I think that's going to take a little more...
A little more translation.
A little more attention from the guys in the lab. We were talking about, Ralph was talking about the informers.
Yes.
And this listener had a little problem with what he said.
Hey, guys. You know, I actually caught Bret Easton Ellis' The Informers this weekend, and it really was not a bad film. Mike, I don't understand why you're talking about him always recycling his themes or saying they're self-indulgent. It really had a great original spin to it. I even brought in a clip from the movie. My microphones were there. Hit it, Steve. Best Picture, 2009. Word to your mother.
Yeah. Nice.
See, because that's...
Informer!
By Snow, and... Oh, that guy's nutty.
Yeah.
Going up the middle, he shoots, he scores! Oh, no, my butt!
Yeah.
That might be my favorite one ever. I wish we could tell you the story behind... Oh, no, my butt. Oh, we can't. Oh, no, my butt. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, my butt.
Oh, that's a good one to follow. Okay. So, Lisa here. And days like Mother's Day are...
Oh, no, my butt.
Have nothing to do with that.
Oh, no, my butt.
Not anything.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, my
butt. Not do that. Mother's Day is a perfect time to give someone you love something that they need and want, but would never buy for themselves.
Oh, oh Kevin, no, my butt.
Really? That's how moms are. They are always thinking of everyone but themselves. So this year, give your mom something that you know she'll use and love, but that she'd probably never buy for herself.
Oh, no, my butt.
Like a new phone from AT&T. AT&T is having a Mother's Day sale, so you can pick out something super cool like the metallic blue Samsung Impression. It has... the Impression has a touchscreen. It has advanced technology, a full keyboard, GPS, and turn-by-turn directions. AT&T has a huge selection of phones, actually. They have flip phones and sliders and lightweight, ultra-thin designs. I'm sure that you're going to find one that is perfect for your mom. So do
my stomp, my stomp, my stomp, my lovely little stomp, amputee.
Why do I bother? Choose AT&T, click on 8. You know I'm going to have to do this over again. Click on att.com or call 1-866-MOBILITY. You can visit a store near you. AT&T, your world delivered. Certain restrictions and other charges apply. See store for complete details.
Oh, no, my... Okay, swine flu, swine flu. Swine flu, swine flu.
It's getting confusing.
Listen, listen. If I'm the voice of reason, we have a problem.
Well, that is a good point.
36,000 people die from regular flu.
Every year, right? Mostly
every
people with compromised immune systems,
year.
Old people.
36,000.
Yeah, that's big.
You know how many people have died from swine flu? I don't either. It's impossible to tell.
It is impossible to tell.
Sometimes you hear 120.
Yep.
Read a report today, said 7. They're only sure of 7 confirmed.
7 confirmed, maybe. Maybe in Mexico. But then, yeah, I just read another thing that said 159. So, I don't know.
And then they say, and then there was somebody in San Diego. A kid got it in San Diego. Hey, news, breaking news. Kid got it in San Diego. Oh, by the way, he got better.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
So, here's all I know. It might turn into something huge, but something huge plus panic always makes it 50 times worse. So, this happened to before, once in the 1970s. I don't remember this. Somebody sent me the YouTube link of the commercials.
I've heard reports about this, yeah.
That the swine flu was here before,
mm-hmm.
and that everybody panicked, and that they started putting out a vaccine for the swine flu. And they were playing some TV commercials, some public service announcements, real public service announcements from the 70s, talking about the swine flu. And here is some of the audio.
I don't need another flu shot. I had a flu shot last year. A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
I like the overwhelming sound effects, so you can't hear the guy say the swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu shot? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
It could make you very sick.
Swine flu? Man, I'm too fast for them to catch me.
See? Because that guy is a fast runner. Swine flu? That must be slow moving. I can run fast.
You'll want to be protected.
I'm the healthiest 55-year-old you ever seen. Hey, I play golf every weekend.
That dude looks at the camera and winks.
I play golf every weekend.
By the way, he sounds 80.
Yeah. And golf? Really? That's your exercise?
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Okay, so in the 70s, they came up with the swine flu shot.
Okay.
According to the reports I've seen, the swine flu shot killed more people than the swine flu.
Yeah, the epidemic never actually happened.
Right.
But everyone was very panicked about it, and President Ford urged everyone to take the shot.
We are putting out a shot, a vaccination. This will protect you against swine flu. Killed
and
like, I don't know, 14, 15 people died from the vaccination.
Yes.
Like one from the swine flu.
Right.
Listen, it could turn into something, but take it easy, people.
It is a cautionary tale.
It is.
Not to move too fast.
And we may end up there. People may end up dying like crazy. But for God's sakes, first they say 120 people, then they go, seven confirmed. You know, some of them might have had this one. We're not sure. We don't know.
Yeah.
We should close the borders. Europe is saying, don't go to America. Really?
Everyone just freeze.
There are 300 million people in America. There have been like a couple of cases of swine flu. No one can travel to America from Europe?
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay. All right. Here's another one.
Joe brought it home from the office. He gave it to Betty and one of his kids and to Betty's mother. But Betty's mother went back to California the next day. On her way to the airport, she gave it to a cab driver.
Now, at this point, you think they're talking about herpes or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, seriously. Betty's mother goes.
All they show is all of these people kissing each other.
Oh, okay. She's kissing the cab driver?
Or handing him money or whatever.
Right.
Kissing their kid, and then the kid gave it to somebody else, and then mom got on the plane, and then she shook his hand or something. And
a ticket agent and one of the charming stewardesses. Joe's kid gave it to some other kids.
All right, we get it. People give it to other people through human contact, we get it.
And Mrs. Merrill got it and gave it to her husband.
All right.
In California, Betty's mother gave it to her best friend, Dottie.
All right, Betty's mother's a whore. Move on with the point.
But Dottie had a heart condition and she died.
What?
But before she died, Dottie gave it to her girlfriend.
Okay, so the woman had a heart condition and died, but before she died, she passed it on. So we're still going to slap her from beyond the grave.
I like how she said, and then she died.
The mailman.
Listen to the music building.
Yeah. The paper boy. And the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
Oh, no, they put echo on the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
Not a vet.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Yeah, and then in the 70s, then they went, you know that whole thing with the swine flu shot? Not so much. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I'm just saying panic plus bad equals 100 times bad.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Channel 4 News. It does like 20 minutes on the swine flu.
They're not going to take it easy.
It may.
The swine flu.
It may turn into that, but just like the bird flu before it and everything else, it seems like.
Didn't turn out to be a lot of anything.
Yeah. Except for those commercials, which are fantastic.
Those are
great. So I'm glad it happened, but don't.
Hey!
Yeah, not even a little bit. Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. We have Will Ferrell on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. How about that? Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell.
He was on the TV Land Awards this weekend, hosting a tribute to Sid and Marty Krofft, the Krofft brothers, who brought us such legendary Saturday morning TV shows as H.R. Puffin Stuff and Lidsville and Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. But also they created Land of the Lost, which, of course, is his big movie in June. So he introed a tribute to them. It was very entertaining. He came out in a T-shirt and shorts and said, wow, I had no idea it was going to be this dressy.
He's got guts.
He does.
Tomorrow he's talking about some tennis tournament. Is he playing
it's called
tennis?
Balls for Sweden.
Balls
or something
for Sweden?
Like that.
Okay.
It's some Swedish tennis tournament that benefits some Swedish charity.
Huh.
He's deeply into the Swedes, you know.
Is he?
His wife is Swedish.
Oh. It's not like his next movie character is he's going to be a
Swedish tennis pro?
I don't know.
This is a charitable tennis event.
All right. So Will Ferrell talking about tennis on tomorrow morning.
And Sweden.
And Sweden. As well.
Can't wait.
All right, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
And it's in Sweden where he does that Man versus Wild with Bear Grylls, where he was surviving on his own urine in the Swedish wilderness.
He does drink his own pee.
Yes.
So we're going to have to ask him about that.
A lot to ask Mr. Farrell about. Rachel McAdams, smoking hot actress, has started a green-friendly activist website called greenissexy.org.
Greenissexy.org.
Yes. She wants us, she wants women to start wearing bamboo underwear. You know, I used to have a dream where I was a panda in a room full of women in bamboo underwear. And I'd eat my way through it.
Right. Yeah. And is that the same thing?
I don't think so. They sound quite painful, but they're actually quite soft, she says. I've also got soy underwear.
Well,
you really? Know, I used to have a dream where I was a vegan in a room full of women wearing soy underwear, and that was the only thing I could eat.
Those don't sound good, either of them.
Well, I know how you feel about underwear. This must make you break out in a cold sweat.
Well, you know, you have... You know.
I know you're very, very particular about your undergarments. Really,
you need a lot of support is what I'm saying.
It's bamboo. It's freaking wood. What could give you more support than that?
Got that. Don't
like
need
wicker.
That.
Could be like wicker underwood.
I need something else to hold it.
Could be wicker. Like burlap. Something sturdy.
Hmm.
No, she says it's soft.
No, all right.
You can go to greenissexy.org for more information.
Okay.
She also wants me to stop running the water while I brush my teeth. Mm, sorry.
Can't do that?
Just can't do that. L.A.'s jerking us up, the rates, you know, the water rates.
Are they the water rates?
Yeah. Like 15%.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it starts next month, I think, because, you know, we're in a drought.
Sure.
So if you go over a certain amount of usage for your house, they charge you 15% more on your water rates.
Wow.
How about that?
So that doesn't seem
so
good.
Don't do that, is what I'm saying.
So turn off the water while you brush?
Yeah. It's hard to do, but once you get in the habit, it's not so bad.
It's really not that hard to do.
No, but I mean, you just don't you just find yourself...
That's my favorite thing.
Starting to
soothing.
Run, and then you catch yourself and
very
turn it off.
When that water's running while you brush your teeth.
I start it like 2 hours early to make sure it's warm when I brush.
That's a good idea.
Is that good?
I turn it on before I go to bed. So when I get up, I know it's going to be nice and hot.
And they're saying that's bad somehow.
Them and their
whatever with that.
Michael J. Fox is better than us.
Yeah, in every way.
There are a lot of people that are on that list, Ralph.
I know. Once in a while, I just like to point things out. They had a Back to the Future convention this weekend for hardcore Back to the Future fans.
Are there a lot of those?
Apparently.
Still.
I don't know what they call them. Backies? Fuchies?
I don't know.
There was Christopher Lloyd and Leah Thompson were showing up, and by all accounts, he was not scheduled to make an appearance. And yet he did. He heard about it and stopped by to say hi to the fans.
Well,
got
that's
mobbed,
cool.
apparently. But he shook them off.
Cool. Sorry.
Victoria and David Beckham are one of the biggest super couples on the planet.
Yeah.
But his latest career move could be causing troubles in their relationship.
Oh.
Apparently, Victoria isn't too happy now that David is playing far away in Milan.
She didn't go there with him?
No. She thinks that he is neglecting her and their three young sons.
Just because he's not there?
Yes.
Because he's physically on another
bastard.
Continent.
So, word is that she had asked her gal pals Jennifer Lopez, Eva Longoria, Katie Holmes, and Heidi Klum to plan a huge party for their 10th anniversary, but she's so cheesed off at David that she is scrapping the whole idea.
Maybe you could just have a pillow fight or something. Just
the girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the girls just have a party.
Smaller
in
scale.
In bamboo underwear and soy bras.
I don't know why, but that sounds odd.
It does. Sure does. To eat that tofu. You know what I'm saying? That sounds dirty. Eat the tofu.
It isn't, though, of course.
Christina Applegate, congratulations. She is the cover girl for People Magazine's issue of the hottest 100, not hottest, the 100 most beautiful women in America.
Okay. I can see that. She
is beautiful. She's undergone a lot of rough stuff this year.
Inspirational.
She's feeling much better after her double mastectomy when she was battling breast cancer. And she had her breasts reconstructed. She says they look great. They're solid. They don't hang down to my knees like they did before, she adds, which I doubt, by the way, they were hanging down to her knees
because
she was always in pretty good shape. She says, I don't need to wear a bra. The only problem, she says, is the numbness is strange. She doesn't have any feeling in the breasts. So I don't know if they're hanging out in clothes. I need someone to watch me to make sure they're under wraps.
Okay. Is she hiring for that position?
Yeah, take that job.
I'd like to be that guy. I'd like to be boob wrangler.
Hey, by the way, sorry I didn't mention it sooner, but your boob's been hanging out for about a half hour.
Yeah. Don't worry. I got some pictures. I'll show you later. Heidi Montag?
Yeah.
Spencer Pratt. Have you seen the photos on the internet of them walking down the beach wearing surgical masks?
Not
and,
yet.
And bathing suits?
They're in Mexico.
Yeah.
Bikini and surgical
God
mask.
God forbid they cancel their trip to Mexico. They got to go and then put on surgical masks and bathing suits and walk around the beach for the paparazzi.
And these surgical masks go about up to mid forehead and then down to throat.
Yeah.
And Spencer's still got his aviators on.
He does over the...
And Heidi's barely got hers on. It's like it's sort of hanging off the front of her face. Not quite. Wouldn't stop anything.
They're the best.
We got to hire. We got to find. I know we have listeners in Mexico. We have to have, hire someone to go down there and just rip those masks off their face.
And run.
And then just blow swine flu all over them.
Sneeze in their faces.
That's right.
That sounds dirty. That sounds dirty, but it's not.
Blow swine flu all over that guy. That's what I would do. I can't do that story.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why later. I was going to do a story, but now I can't do it.
All right.
Matt Gerard from American Idol got booted off the show last night.
You said you weren't going to watch.
I did say that, and yet I caved. Liar. I caved last night.
A lying liar who lies.
You know, it was like being an addict. I was sitting there watching television, and the wife was out with her friends. And I was sitting there by myself, and you know, that's when bad things happen.
Sure.
When you're on your own, especially when you're an addict. And so I'm sitting there watching television, and I was like, oh, what time is it? Oh, you know what? I bet it's about time to reveal who gets off the show.
But you, a couple days ago.
Gotta click over! And I clicked over, and I watched the tail end.
You liar!
It was great, though, because Ryan pulled his patented dick move that he does a couple times a year, where it was five people left, right?
Right.
And so he splits two people off on one side of the stage and two people off on the other.
Right.
Not saying who got more votes than whom. Then the last person, he goes, which group do you think you belong in?
Oh,
which
one? No.
Which group? Who will you go stand by? The people you think are going to go through or the ones you think we got the low votes?
That's so
made the guy decide.
Evil.
I like that.
It was hideous.
God, yeah, I wish he just punched him.
Wouldn't that have been great?
There have been contestants when he's done in the past who said, no, I'm not playing that game.
Good for
you
them.
You tell me where to go, but
I'd
I'm
like
not
to be on the
that.
Team that punches you in the face.
And then I'll tell you where to go.
Boom.
I would love somebody just to once say, he said last night, how did you feel when you found out you were in the lowest group of votes? How do you think, boy genius?
Nothing but good.
F you. It's a live show. I just love someone just to drop an F-bomb all over him.
That would be the best.
Yeah, he
and is then blow swine flu all over him.
He is trying to make them feel as bad as possible.
He absolutely is. Yeah. He's jacking them around. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Cloris Leachman's 83 years old today. Singer Willie Nelson turns 76. Adrian Pasdar from Heroes. Nathan Petrelli turns 40 years old today. He hit Psycho Mike with a couple pitches, so we like him even more than we used to. Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory and Roseanne turns 34 years old today. And Kirsten Dunst. There we go. Now we're talking. That is the ultimate not attractive sound effect.
That's not a good bell.
She is 27 years old today. That sounds toe up from the flow up.
But is that better than this?
What do you think?
More. I don't think anything's better than that.
You mean Dave the King of Mexico doing his impression of an old-time princess phone?
That was Chewbacca.
That was anything but Chewbacca. That needs to be retired, that sound.
How dare you? That is now the official Kevin and Bean's show sound of ugly people.
The bad gong is so much better.
It is, but it's not as funny.
It is to people who don't. See, now that's funny.
That is.
That's better.
And you think that's funnier than timing.
Wow.
Timing.
I guess.
Back to you.
Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
Actual dude in Mexico coming up in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? He doesn't have 10 minutes. We'll be dead in 10 minutes.
We'll try and rush it. First,
he's in Russia?
No. Let's rush it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. First, though, it's time for the Internet Roundup. Go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. Click on Internet Roundup for some of our favorite links.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Ralph, tell me where you found these. This guy is fantastic.
This was a heads up from a listener.
Okay.
Who said, you got to see this on YouTube. And he directed me towards the news conferences that are covered by Scoops Callahan.
Scoops Callahan.
And Scoops is a sports broadcaster in Dallas, Texas. Works for a station called The Ticket, which is an AM sports station there in Dallas. And he goes to all these news conferences whenever the big teams come to play in Dallas or whether it's a local sports team. And he asks all of his questions at the news conferences as if he's a 1920s newsman.
You ever heard? Why does he do that?
I have no idea, but it's the greatest thing you've ever heard. You ever see the old newsreels they used to show in the movie theaters?
Oh,
they
say,
William Randolph Hearst is the head of that corporation, and boy, it's big money for those people. And the guys who talk like that all the time.
Did they always? Was that the
time? For some reason, that's how announcers spoke in that era. And he asks every question that way.
Does he?
And he drops a bunch of like archaic 1920s references, like you were dancing the Lindy Hop, and they were doing the Charleston while you were flapping like a flapper in a gin in a speakeasy. And he asks people questions like that, and some people ignore it and just answer the question the best of the ability, and some people flip out by it. And there's a series, and there's got to be 24 of them.
Wow.
On the YouTube of him when he's been on the air asking these questions. The first one up, this is Mack Brown. And Mack Brown is the coach of the University of Texas Longhorns college football team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is Scoops asking him a question. And listen, Mack Brown just doesn't bat an eye, doesn't even acknowledge it, just tries to answer it. He's just strictly in auto mode.
So we're going to go win in Houston.
So your defense has been the cat's meow all year long. How did Stephen McGee give your boys the business?
Stephen's a good player, and they ran the option play, and we probably weren't as ready for it as we should have been, because that was the biggest play of the game, and Jaworski made some plays up inside and give them credit. And we adjusted to it pretty well the second half. I think they gave up 2 long runs, maybe, but we did stop them better the second half.
This is a great case of...
What about the fact that I just said cat's meow?
Your defense is the cat's meow. How is this boy's giving you the business? Giving you the business. Well, we had pretty good, they had a pretty good team right there.
That's what I hate about sports press conferences, though, and that's why I love this so much.
All these canned answers.
They're all on auto. It's like you're watching a politician, you know?
Bill Belichick. Who is a guy with a great sense of humor. You can just tell he's a yuckster.
He's wacky.
He apparently was in town with his Patriots, and this guy was at the news conference after the Dallas Patriots game, and Bill Belichick was having none of it.
Sam, talk about your B-Town offense in the second half. They treated the boys from Big D like a couple of flapper girls who were a little loopy on the old gin and juice.
Next.
Wouldn't even acknowledge him.
On the old gin and juice, by the way. I don't think that's 20s, is it?
Well, gin was what they used to drink in the 20s, yeah. Tom Brady, same day.
Okay.
Different news conference. Scoops grilling Tom Brady, quarterback of the Patriots.
Jam, talk about the long touchdown pass to Dante Stallworth. It looked like you two were doing the jitterbug while the Dallas secondary was doing the Charleston.
Is that right? I don't know what the hell that means, but it was a great route. And
do you think the other reporters, the other sports reporters, all of whom take this seriously, are annoyed by him?
Sounds like they get a kick out of him, because he's a Dallas guy, so they must all run into each other at the same news conference. Right. Like, all the same people covering
him. He's probably like Vic the Brick, who everybody goes, can't be real. Can't possibly be real. Maybe he is. Vic the Brick is.
You know, Greg Popovich, Coach Popovich for the
San
Spurs.
Antonio Spurs, yeah.
Yeah. He's not a guy with a big sense of humor either. He's a little Belichick-esque.
Yeah, he is.
In his response to Scoop's question.
Jam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know,
yes. Pissed off.
The answer is yes.
How about your Francophile, your Parisian rocket? And finally, there's a guy who gets the joke. Phil Mickelson, who just seems like a great guy every time you see him. He's a professional golfer.
Yeah,
he's on the PGA circuit. Great golfer. And here he is being questioned after some PGA event by Scoops. And at least he has a good time with it.
Yeah. Champ, was the key to winning today's tournament putting out the old Billy Baru and sticking those putts like a Tommy gun on Valentine's Day?
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
Scoops Callahan for the ticket here, Phil. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scoops. You know, it was a fun round, and to birdie the last hole to win by one was an awesome feeling. Scoops.
I'm sure you've seen the news. It seems to be a little hype.
This strain of swine influenza that's been cultured in the laboratory is something that's not been seen anywhere actually in the United States.
Swine flu breeds in pigs, spreads them from person to person. It's infected 1,000 people. 68 people died. That's up from 60 just a few hours ago.
A child in the San Diego area.
There is word tonight of a potential health concern. 7 cases. Swine flu. California, Texas.
75 students at a high school. New York City, swine flu.
Here already, we confirmed a case. 48 confirmed cases. 13 in California. Claremont following a trip to Mexico. 150 people have died. No deaths reported at this point.
I'm very confused. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God.
We have a listener in Mexico City named Jose. Who emailed?
Right to the source.
Yep.
Excellent.
Hello, my name is Jose Calderon. Isn't that the president's name? Calderon?
Thanks.
Son. I live in Mexico City. Listen to you in K-Rock every day, all day.
Wow.
Listens online.
That's so cool. He's still alive. That's really cool.
He's really annoyed with the swine flu, though, because they're closing everything in Mexico City.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So it's bumming him out. Like Wolverine, the movie that comes out this weekend?
Yeah.
Not in Mexico.
They're not going to do...
Closed movie theaters.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, what a bummer, huh?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Is this Jose?
Yep.
Hey there. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, man?
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Very, very good.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good.
So you live in Mexico City. How long have you listened to our show from there?
Well, I've been listening to your show here in Mexico City for about 5 months.
Five months. Okay.
Yeah, but I used to live in California.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's how you found out about us. Yeah. Okay. So you're listening to our show. We start talking about the swine flu. You want us to know it's worse than we know. Do you have it?
It's really bad. Actually, it's really bad.
Do you have it?
The way I see it, I mean, the Mexican government is doing a really good job, you know?
Okay.
They're doing a really good job. At least this weekend I'm going to miss the Wolverine premiere. All the movie theaters are closed. All the bars are closed. Everything is closed.
Everything is closed. Yeah, you picked a great time to move to Mexico.
Wow.
Wow.
So all the bars are closed.
I heard Ralph, he was telling that he will hire someone here in Mexico to go kill Spencer, right?
Spencer
Oh,
Bratt?
Yes. Yes. He's in Cabo.
I think he was just kidding about that, though, Jose.
I'll do it.
No, but, all right, but I think he was just joking. He didn't really mean kill Spencer.
No, we just meant
getting infected with the science.
If you have swine flu and you were to cough on him, that would be funny.
Yeah, we'd be okay with that.
Well, I'll do it.
Okay, so first you need to go out and get the swine flu, and then you need to go find Spencer.
Now, I'll go find Spencer.
So all
the picture, and then I'll go find Spencer.
Have you seen the pictures that we're looking at here, Jose?
No, not really. No.
It's Spencer and Heidi. They're walking on the beach in swimwear. He's wearing a swimsuit. She's wearing a bikini, and they have the surgical masks.
They have surgical masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty stupid.
Yeah, you know.
I hate those guys.
Right? So you're saying the bars are closed, the movie theaters are closed, you're going to see Wolverine, that's not show?
I'm going to see Wolverine, but I mean, I'm going to miss the premiere. I mean, I think they're going to premiere the Wolverine until next weekend, not this one.
So they're just going to push it back a week?
Yeah.
I see.
Unless.
I love you, man. Well, they were going to premiere I Love You, Man this week. And also, I already miss it, too.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow. Now, malls closed? Any public place closed?
Well, not mall because, I mean, you can go to any, like, Walmart or any of those stores. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to any crowded place.
So only the stores with big crowds are allowed to stay open?
Yes.
That doesn't make any
sense. But why are restaurants closed and Walmart's open?
You can go to a restaurant, but you cannot. You can eat in there. It's only takeout.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
So the restaurants, you can't stay there and eat in the restaurant. You have to take the food home.
Yeah, you have to.
But if you want to go to Walmart,
well, you need to go buy supplies. You know.
Okay, so there's 5,000 people at Walmart. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Seems odd. Now, do you get the feeling there that things are starting to come to a close, that they have a handle on it, or it's just beginning to get bad?
I'll be saying that this is the end of the world. Dude.
End of the world. Okay.
This is the end of the world.
All right. Good.
Well,
end of the world.
If they close all the bars, it kind of is.
That's true.
Did you know that on Monday we had an earthquake here.
You did have an earthquake, a 6.0, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And no one cared because of the swine flu.
I mean, this is the end of the world.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you
put
those two
together.
It's in
the Bible. First earthquake, then swine flu. You're done for.
What's the local TV news like there? Is it all swine flu all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now they forgot about the drugs, all the crime. Mm-hmm.
The drug war where 7 people got beheaded yesterday, I think no one cared.
Wow. Right? Really? Yeah. I didn't hear a word.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a Mexican citizen, what concerns you more, these drug cartels or the swine flu?
Well, right now the swine flu, but I mean the drug cartel is a really big issue, you know.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah. Do you need us to send in a team of black ops to extract you and bring you back to America? You all right?
Oh, I love that, dude. I love that.
But you would love that.
Well, my visa expires, so.
When does your visa expire?
It expired in last summer, July.
Oh, it already? Oh.
Yeah. Enjoy Mexico, then.
We had to talk to a guy from Mexico City who's willing to carry out your business on Spencer.
I did hear that. Yeah. He's willing to be the Andromeda strain. He's willing to drop off the germ payload.
Yep.
I do appreciate that. Germ payload, by the way.
That's a good band.
Sure is. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we?
Okay.
This Osama Lutfi.
Yeah.
Lutfi.
What was it, Lufty or is it Lutfi?
I think it's Lutfi.
Yeah?
Lutfi.
I think. That's the dude that was the...
CMZ says Lutfi, but I've seen it spelled Lufty, too. L-U-F-T-I.
He's the dude that was her... Britney Spears' supposed manager lived with her.
He claimed to be the manager during her spiral period, where she was just not doing anything.
He should be proud.
And if she has no career and you're the manager, don't even claim it. Yeah. I wouldn't even say it. I would say, I'm just a friend.
Just trying to help.
I'm the gardener. If her career's in disarray, you don't want to be the manager.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a restraining order. That her dad, Jamie, who is now the conservator of her life, just extended into 2010, rather, I'm sorry.
It's a long time.
And now we've just learned, thanks to TMZ.com, that he is filing an official appeal against the restraining order so that he can be close to Britney Spears. What is his deal? What's his thing?
Is he saying he's in love with her, or he...
No, he's... His lawyer said publicly, never before in the history of the world has a restraining order been granted as a result of someone answering someone else's cries for help. Come on.
Wow. Really?
The evidence showed it was Britney Spears reaching out to Mr. Lutfi, and all he did was help her get a lawyer.
That's true. Oh, wait.
So, apparently he is fighting the good fight, trying to rescind that restraining order. Look, you don't need to be near her if you're trying to help her. You know, if you need to send her a lawyer information or whatever, you can do that through Dad.
Send it on over.
She'll be glad to take that note for you. Take that message. Mm. Tyra Banks was in a jail.
I wish.
She was in a courtroom yesterday in New York City. She confronted her accused stalker, a guy named Brady Green. Wait a minute. Green Bean? It's all coming together for me now. He was arrested in March after prosecutors in New York City say he appeared twice at the Manhattan studio where the Tyra Banks show is filmed.
What, with a gun or something?
No, he just showed up, but apparently he threatened her assistant and contacted her show. And Tyra says that she fears for her safety.
Okay.
Anyone who likes my show that much must be insane, she said in court yesterday.
Glad to know she knows
that. No, she didn't say that, but that is the truth. She's getting worse, by the way.
She is.
I don't know. I tend to catch her in fleeting moments as I spin around the dial.
It doesn't take long for you to realize what she's about and hate her immediately.
Success has only exacerbated her heinousness.
Yeah.
And, she's getting harder and harder to watch. Beautiful People list. People magazine announced today who will be on the cover of the 100 Most Beautiful People issue. Christina Applegate appears on the cover.
Very nice.
Some of the other newcomers to the list, Dev Patel and Frida Pinto from Slumdog Millionaire. The Jonas Boys apparently are on the list as well.
Really? Really?
Rob Pattinson? From Twilight. He's on the list. And Michelle Obama.
Nope.com.
I mean,
most beautiful people?
If you do the category of politicians or politicians' wives, yeah, I can see that.
Look, I understand she's our first lady, and she is very stylish, and everyone talks about how well she dresses and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I like her dress.
I like the second dress more than the first one. But I don't get the beautiful people thing.
Hmm. I mean, I guess she's pretty, but if you're going to compare her to the world's most beautiful women, that seems a little...
Of course, Chelsea Handler's also on the list.
What?
Really?
So, and with apologies to Bobcat. I wonder what Total F'n BS magazine has to say about that. Because that is rude. He said that once about Nancy Reagan when she was on the 100.
What? Nancy Reagan was?
Back in the day, People magazine had the most 100 beautiful people list. And he said, I wonder what... Actually, here's what he said. Oh, really? I wonder what Total F'n magazine has to say. I just thought that was a funny joke. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Cloris Leachman is 83 years old today. She should be on the 100 most beautiful people list.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, just pick up the slack for being. Willie Nelson, 76 years old today. Adrian Pasdar from Heroes, he is 40 years old today. Not only is he Nathan Petrelli on that show, but now he's also Siler on that show, because Siler is now shapeshifted into Nathan Petrelli.
And they're on or they're off the island, and it's in the 70s
different
or it's now.
Not only that, but Adrian Pasdar gave the sham wow to Peter Petrelli. Remember we had him in on the show?
Right. And he said he had a ShamWow in his car.
What's his name?
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, Milo Ventimiglia.
And I bet him $100 he didn't.
Went out to his car, didn't have it.
But he said Adrian Pesler gave him a ShamWow. That's what he first found out
That's
about.
That's true.
Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory and Roseanne is 34 years old today, and actress Kirsten Dunst celebrates her 27. No, that is not the ugly girl sound. It can't be.
It's
it doesn't
Chewbacca.
Make any sense. It doesn't even,
but
no
it's
one
Chewbacca.
Know what it means.
Chewbacca's not an attractive person.
Where's the gong?
You're not a fan of that?
No, I need the gong. Listener Ben suggested. Now, that says ugly.
It kind of sounds like she ran into a frying pan.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Lisa. It's like someone being hit in the face with a frying pan, which is enormously appropriate for Kirsten Dunst.
Both are awesome sounds.
But that's not... No, you wouldn't even know it's Chewbacca. Right. Every time we play that, we're going to have to stop and stop the show and explain why we played that. The gong speaks for itself.
Right, but Chewbacca
it's like
also
some girl is hit in the face with a snow shovel.
Let's try it again. No? You still want to go with Kirsten?
Yeah. All see? Right. That's got to be the ugly sound. Or find something else for Dave's inexplicable Chewbacca impression sound effect.
He doesn't I'm get sure, a lot of call for it.
I'm sure there's another place in the show we can put that in. Okay. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.